news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Based on comments by NATO's leadership, it looks like alliance members will concede to President Trump's demand that they spend more on defense, a NATO summit getting underway in The Hague. There was nothing unconstitutional about the president ordering the destruction of Iran's nuclear program, that according to House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities were clearly within President Trump's Article 2 powers as commander-in-chief.
The president is challenging a preliminary intel report suggesting that Iran's nuclear arms program has only been set back by a few months. In the New York City Democrat mayoral primary, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has conceded to Socialist State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani.
Cuomo told his supporters Tuesday night, quote, "Tonight was not our night." Earlier Tuesday, Decision Desk HQ projected the race would head to a ranked choice count as Mamdani held a solid lead over the former governor. Most polls leading up to Election Day showed Cuomo leading, though not outright winning in the first round. Whoever wins the Democratic nomination will be the favorite to take on embattled Mayor Eric Adams, who's running as an independent for re-election, GOP nominee Curtis Sliwa, and independent Jim Walton. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another extremely hot, exceedingly humid day on tap today in the East. Bryce Williams, the National Weather Service.
We're looking at record-breaking heat, actually, for the month of June up here in the Northeast. And so it's going to feel quite unusual, and it can feel like the heat is radiating off of the ground. You can sometimes visualize it. You can see the waviness in the air.
Astronauts from Hungary, India, and Poland are on their way to the International Space Station on board a chartered SpaceX flight. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. The Dow futures are down 22 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 16. S&P futures off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some problems on the Beltway since early this morning, 4 o'clock hour. There was a wreck on the outer loop around Washington Boulevard and Hollins Ferry Road. At one point, the Beltway was not moving. Just in the last 15 minutes, we're moving some traffic now. Still slow on the outer loop as you're coming down from Wilkins Avenue under 95 and then eventually down to the BW Parkway. So all the lanes aren't open yet, and there's still a backup. We saw a lot of traffic going south on 95 down towards the airport cutoff, and then picking up Route 100 to go around that area. The wreck early on the VW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff has now been cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning, we still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you have temperatures already in the mid to high 70s. It's going to be a steamer today. Pikesville has 76 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is already 80. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. The Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock this morning till 9 tonight. As that heat wave continues, today's heat and humidity remain dangerous. A heat index could reach 110 degrees in some areas. A code orange air quality alert also in effect for the Baltimore and Annapolis areas today. Code orange means air pollution concentrations may become unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those suffering from asthma, heart, or lung disease. Governor Wes Moore has announced voluntary buyouts for state employees and a hiring freeze to save $121 million for fiscal 2026. The governor sent an email to state employees yesterday outlining a plan to cut costs. The governor says the state is being tested by a historic fiscal challenge at a federal administration that continues to harm Maryland's people and the economy. Maryland GOP State Senator J.B. Jennings reacting to Governor Moore's announcement regarding a hiring freeze. Jennings says he was calling for that back in February when he questioned the wisdom of expanding state government while facing a $2.8 billion deficit. He says the decision to finally enact the hiring freeze and reduce vacant positions is the right one, but it should have happened months ago before the situation became more urgent. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 148. Pick 4, 9389. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Every loss is critical for the Orioles at this point, and last night at Camden Yards was no exception.
And Haggerty chops it second base. The throw comes to the plate. The tag, and they got it. The Rangers immediately throw up the hand. They may want to take a look at this. They're challenging it. That hand may have gotten in there.
Yeah, indeed it did. That call courtesy of Rangers TV. Evan Carter sliding home with the winning run in the top of the 10th as the Rangers beat the Orioles 6-5 was the final, despite the Birds getting three home runs in the 7th, back-to-back-to-back from Gary Sanchez, a three-run shot, Ramon Urias, and Ryan O'Hearn, but nothing else. After the game, O'Hearn expressing his frustration.
The key game when the guys out of the pen kept us close enough there, and then, you know, the big inning, score five runs, and you know, it feels like we're going to steal one there, and it's going to be a great win for us. And then, unfortunately, I guess saw it happen, and you know, tough one to lose.
Rubber game tonight at 6:35 at Camden Yards. A blockbuster three-team deal last night in the NBA before the draft tonight. The Celtics sending Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks. The Hawks sending Terrence Mann to the Nets, and the Nets sending George Niang back to the Celtics. Draft picks were involved as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, Aaron Rodgers says this'll be it. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way. the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Welcome. It is a Wednesday. It's a hump day, June 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show today, Governor Moore now once again says he's opposed to the MPRP, but what's he doing about it? Whoopi's Iran lunacy. But our top story here today is there are rumblings. There are signs.
Rumblings.
Look at Kristen's face. She knows where this whole thing is going. But Lockdown Larry is back again. He's returned
Lockdown
to the scene.
Come to town.
He's flapping his jaws about maybe. Of course, he's not saying, but you know what this is all about.
Sure, sure.
He's at the Pew Research Center yesterday in D.C. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 went down to cover it. And here's a little bit of a golden nugget from Lockdown Larry.
If you just argue and everybody's yelling at each other on cable news, then you're not going to get anything done. Even if you're tempted, I think finding a way to focus on the issues and the solutions to the problems.
Yep, there's that bipartisan Larry again. You know, if we're just arguing at each other, nobody's really offering solutions. Well, what good are you? And this is more of the same from Lockdown Larry and his no labels nonsense. And let's just go along to get along.
Governors can't afford to just make speeches and spew rhetoric all day.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder if that was a reference to Westmore, who claims he's not running for president, that he's going to run for governor here in the state of Maryland again. But Mackenzie Frost did catch up to Lockdown Larry in the hallway before he got on the elevator, and frivolity took place.
Sounded like you were laying the groundwork for maybe what's next.
A little smirk when she offered, you were governor.
You say governors can't, they got to do more than make speeches. Is that a swipe?
I'm enjoying retirement and talking about bipartisanship.
And then what?
That's keeping me pretty happy right now, spending time with the family and grandkids, doing a little business.
All right, so he's not going to come out and say, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm running again. He's just being coy, as Lockdown Larry is known to do.
But he's in the pond.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he's out there at these think tanks and making these kinds of speeches and so on and so forth. He's laying the groundwork. And
sure.
I think that, there are many, and I hear this in the establishment Republican wing of Maryland GOP, that he's the guy. He's the guy that's going to run again against Westmore. Now, this is a guy who couldn't beat Angelo Alsobrooks, okay? But he's now going to beat Westmore. And so my question here is, and then everybody knows how I feel about Lockdown Larry, and it would be very difficult. No, I just can't.
Just can't.
But who in Maryland in the Republican Party could beat him in a Republican primary? What name would you look at? Some of the names we're hearing, Jeff Wolford, who, by the way, was at the roast on Friday night.
Yeah.
Saw him. He was in his National Guard uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy. So you got Jeff Wolford, but again, he was a jab guy. He's got a little baggage with him. Kathy Zuliga, her name is being mentioned. Dan Cox, what are his plans? He did not get a U.S. attorney gig with President Trump. And, of course, his running mate, Jordana, her name has been mentioned as well. So my question to you is this. Is there anybody that you see on the current radar that could beat Larry Hogan in a Republican primary next year? So think about it. We'll talk about it in just a second.
8 years down the road, yeah. But now there's a limited field.
Right.
So 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The wreck on the Beltway happened in the 4 o'clock hour, the outer loop near Washington Boulevard and Hollins Ferry Road. And, again, we're moving some traffic. It looks even a little better this time around. But if you're southbound from Wilkins Avenue and you're on the outer loop and you're heading eventually down to the parkway, you're trying to get down towards I-97. It's still slow there. Once you clear the bridge at 895 at the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, then you're okay working your way down through there. But still some slowing right underneath the bridge here. We're looking at the camera right as you go underneath I-95, and it's still stacked up right in there. So again, if you're in a real big hurry, maybe 95 south to the airport cutoff. If you're trying to go there to the parkway, you can go down 95 and pick up Route 100. That would take you over towards I-97. Some slowing at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but nothing out of the ordinary. A little bit backed up already near the O'Donnell Street ramp. And we'll be watching for construction later on. Southbound 83 at York Road and northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy start today. Heat advisory in effect from 11 this morning till 9 tonight. Highs near 100, index well over 100. Chance for showers or storms later this afternoon might bring us some much needed relief. 79 and sunny in the city, and it's a little sticky in 78 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. 79-year-old Dolly Parton heading back to Vegas for a limited residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in December.
Wow.
You haven't seen two bigger boobs since Penn and Teller were there at the Coliseum.
I thought you were going to say Sean and Bruce.
he's still trying to get us back, Bruce, from Friday Night's Roast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep working at it, Chuck, because that's really good material you have there. I mean, really, that was really funny stuff. What you just said, man, that's the funniest stuff you said in ages. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Got a little edge to him here this morning. New study.
He'll get over it.
New study claims that people have
put
nightmares.
Put some preparation H on it.
People have nightmares who are at a higher risk of early death. So
really?
Yeah. That story is enough to give you a nightmare, right?
Yes.
2 million student loan borrowers will see their paychecks docked by the government for non-payment.
Good.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Good.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon was a little snarky. She said, look, if you majored in accounting instead of comparative studies, you might understand how
loans
work, you know?
French literature of the 17th century.
This study out shows orca whales groom one another using seaweed. When male orcas are well-groomed, they're more attractive to females. Giving a whole new meaning to the term free willy.
Yes. You can try that in the sales department.
With seaweed.
Yes.
According to
out there from the fountain out front.
They make like seaweed wraps and stuff.
Yeah. What, orcas?
I mean for human beings. You can get a seaweed mask, apparently, you know.
You get a seaweed blintz? According to Intel experts, China has developed a spy drone that is the size of a mosquito.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Over at CIA in Langley, they're saying, no, what is that buzz? Shocking new survey says that 24% of Americans want an extended break from sex. 0.001% said an extended break is 45 minutes and a sandwich. But yes. Chuck's answer was quickly identified and removed from that survey.
Sorry for you. 45 minutes. I need 45 days. What are you talking about?
Sad news. 70s teen idol singer, TV actor Bobby Sherman died yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
No offense, but I hate this
music. I was considered bubblegum.
Yeah. It's bubblegum.
Yeah, pop
That's
music.
Why I hate it.
He was 81. He had four top 10 hits.
Funny Make me want to throw up when I hear that. No offense, Bob.
He was through town some time ago, and one thing I remember he said very distinctly is how much he really enjoyed Chuck Whitaker's traffic reports.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right.
He really
I
did.
Can't help it. Yeah,
exactly.
He's a nice guy.
My memory of Bobby Sherman, for some strange reason, besides him being in music, do you remember on some cereal boxes, you had records that could cut out of the box, and you put it on a vinyl.
On your 45.
Exactly. And there was one I remember getting, it was Bobby Sherman. And that's the first time I'd ever heard a record from a cereal box was a Bobby Sherman record.
Mm-hmm. The song was a killer. It really was.
Yeah.
It was a serial killer.
Thank you very much. By the way, speaking of killers.
Kill me now.
United States Marshals and local police found finally a man at large, Looney Tune.
That's all, folks.
He fired rounds at officers and led them on a high-speed chase, and he finally got him after a few days. Looney Tune is now in the old Hoosgow. as they say.
Otherwise known as Kurt from Edgewood. Edgewater.
How you recovered there.
Kind of edgy. Thank you.
Almost blew the joke.
I know.
But it happens.
Edgewood, Edgewater.
You are still recovering, though. I mean, you took so many hits Friday night. You still were standing at the end of the night. So I want to give you props and credit for that, because you really got ventilated.
And that was a long day, when you think about it.
It was.
Getting up at 4 o'clock, going to the airport, flying up, big wrecks on the interstate, coming over, took a little nap, and then all that, went back to sleep at 11 o'clock and left the next morning.
Do you realize how hard Charlie Gishler planned to have that wreck there for you?
Oh, I know.
I mean,
in your honor, by the way.
A lot of people really put a lot of effort into making sure that you were personally inconvenienced. By the way,
I was on the opposite side, shows what you know.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like riding with a traffic guy as your passenger.
Oh, yeah.
You should be taking this route. You should go here. You should go over there. Hey, what lane are you in? I mean, this is, it was almost like my wife was in the car with me.
Boy, you married down. You married down, didn't you, Sean?
Kristen's in the shaking her head. Yeah, I was there. I can witness it.
I was just trying to direct you. Just
you were.
Natural habit.
And I appreciate that, because you were a big help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure I was.
Excuse me.
You took me all the way to Fort Hollenberg.
I did. Where my dad actually served. He was at Fort Hollenberg way back when in the late 50s.
I know when we pulled up there, I had bad feelings about taking my pants down for some reason.
Okay, then.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
All right, see you in a couple.
You know why.
I do. 6:21. You're listening to Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Up next, who in the Republican Party could beat Larry Hogan?
Is your home ready for another hot summer? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping our customers feeling comfy and happy for over 32 years. How about a $69 AC checkup for starters? And mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. We also do boilers, ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork. We do it all. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a triple BA+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest deadlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:23 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The outer loop of the Beltway, again, looks a little better this time around. Each 15-minute segment here or so, we get a little better from a wreck early this morning on the outer loop between Hollins Ferry Road and Washington Boulevard, which at one point overnight had the entire Beltway blocked. It looks like now the speeds are coming up a little bit. Looks a little better now from Wilkins Avenue heading down the southwest side. We'll start to see a little bit of a buildup on the Beltway after 795 through I-70, so we'll watch for that. According to Charlie Gishler, they're working on 83 now. I do not see the barricades yet. They're supposed to be in the right lane already this morning, southbound around York Road, coming down from the state line. So we'll get a confirmation on that, a visual confirmation. But right now, no backups, but that may change. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for, again, this Wednesday. It'll be mild and muggy start, but heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Highs will be close to 100 with a heat index at around 110 or so. Chance of showers or storms tomorrow, which could bring some relief cooling with the temperatures. Right now, sunny, 75 in Reisterstown, 78 in Pasadena. All right, so here's what we know right now regarding the 2026 gubernatorial election in Maryland. Everybody says, Sean, this is way too early. It's only June. Well, guess what? Donors and money and campaign stuff all starts in the fall.
Yeah.
So
we're committed pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. So in just a couple of months, this gubernatorial race is going to get underway. And so far on the Democrat side, Wes Moore claims, he's claiming that he is going to run for governor again next year.
Of course he is.
And that he is not interested in president in 28. But, you know, I don't believe that for a second. So then you also have Ed Hale, who's running as a Democrat. He has announced, and again, that is, you know, Ed's got an uphill battle, but he's a battle. He's a fighter. He's a battler. He's a warrior. So he's going to give it all he has, I'm sure. Over on the Republican side, we've interviewed him several occasions. John Myrick, he's a veteran.
Yep.
And he has announced he's running. And Carroll County's Chris Boucher just announced last week that he is going to consider running for governor. With all due respect to those two gentlemen, again, not household names, not big name recognition, as Hogan does have. And there's a Green Party candidate. His name is Andy Ellis. He is running as well. So that leaves us, who's got the chops? So last time out, remember, it was Kelly Schultz and Jeff Wolford running in the Republican Party. Jeff Wolford is getting a lot of traction right now. Kelly Schultz, I don't think, is interested in repeating. Then you had Dan Cox. We don't know what his intentions are. We'll have to get Dan on the air and ask him what's going on. And his running partner was Jordana Schiaffinelli, who has been rumored to be challenging maybe Andy Harris in the future in the first district. So she hasn't said that, but this is what's happening inside the Maryland GOP. So those are the big names. Kathy Zalega's name has come up a little bit. But is there anybody on the radar screen that you see that could pose a formidable challenge to Lockdown Larry?
Yeah, Ed Hale switches party. Ed Hale runs as a Republican.
Yeah, but then he would lose terribly in the general.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if he would or not. Depends on who he's running against.
He'd be running against Wes Moore.
All right.
If he's running against Wes Moore, I would say that that's an uphill battle. Now, if Wes Moore runs for president and vacates the position, then we don't know which Democrat would slide into that seat. So it's interesting because Ed Hale could probably run in either Democrat or Republican primaries and find a home there. So right now, it looks like Ed Hale's your best chance. So we had mentioned it before. I don't want to put our cards out on the table that some might want to consider switching their registration to Democrat to vote in the Democrat primary if Ed Hale remains a Democrat running against Wes Moore. Because that might be your best shot at taking out Wes Moore, because right now, if Larry Hogan could not beat Angela Alsobrooks, who was a Prince George's County executive and did not have the best track record, how is he going to beat an incumbent governor in 2026? In this Democrat-dominated state.
And again, I think that if Kelly Schultz could be convinced to run, that she would run a decent race. I just don't think she's all that interested. And again, I'm choosing people not because I personally endorse their political point of view, but just on a realistic looking at the state map and looking at the voters who are here, I think that it's going to be a very, very difficult climb for someone like Dan Cox to run again as a conservative in the general. I may have to find the primary, but in the general, it'd be brutal.
Yeah.
Because I think the voters aren't there. Now, if somebody who is a Republican, walks like a Republican, but doesn't have that, quote, ultra-right kind of label put on them by Lockdown Larry and the others in the media, then I think that there'd be a pretty fair chance.
There's one other name that comes to mind, and that is, with name recognition, who already is an elected official in this state, and that would be Andy Harris.
Why would you give up that seat?
That is a safe seat right now. But
he has the Freedom Caucus.
But here's the thing: he heads the Freedom Caucus. But you know, again, it's still a minority caucus in the House. They don't seem to have much traction there. But the other point is, you're watching your state hemorrhage. Because the state of Maryland, and we'll talk about this later in the show with the hiring freeze now, the voluntary buyouts that Westmore announced yesterday. We have the largest tax increase in history. We're watching the six airlines that have now left BWI. Is BWI in trouble? Is that the next shoe to drop? You're watching somebody from the Republican Party, and I know that's what prompted Ed Hale to run, but somebody's got to come in here and try to save this state from the progressive machine. And is that something Andy Harris would be interested in? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if his conservative politics transform to the rest of the state or not. You know, Baltimore City.
Unfortunately, anybody with a record is going to have some vote somewhere that the opposition party is going to skewer them on. Andy Harris has been around long enough, has voted enough times that that's going to happen. In his district and running the Freedom Caucus in the Congress, I think that he's pretty safe there. I'm not sure it would be in the state, though.
All right, we shall see your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Baltimore area and much of Maryland will be under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock in the morning till 9 this evening as the heat wave continues. Today's heat and humidity remain dangerous. A heat index could reach 110 degrees in some areas. A code orange air quality alert will also be in effect for the Baltimore and Annapolis areas today. A code orange means air pollution concentrations may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those like myself suffering from asthma, heart, or lung disease. Effects can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or exercise outdoors. Don't do it. Westmore has announced a voluntary buyout for state employees and a hiring freeze to save $121 million for fiscal 2026. The governor sent an email to state employees Tuesday outlining the plan to cut costs. The governor says the state is being tested by a historic fiscal challenge and to use his words, a federal administration that continues to harm Maryland's people and the economy. Hiring freeze set to begin July 1, but law enforcement, health care, and other essential positions will be exempt. Maryland Republican State Senator J.B. Jennings says, hey, you know what? I suggest you do this months ago. It's nice it's happening now, but it should have been happening back then. Jennings says Marylanders cannot afford unchecked government growth, and it's time to get serious about fiscal responsibility. Maryland has joined a multi-state lawsuit against Donald Trump in the Trump administration's attempt to use regulations clause to cut critical federal funding. Anthony Brown and 20 other attorneys general are challenging the indiscriminate and illegal termination of funding to combat violent crime, educate students, safeguard public health, and more. Brown says the administration cannot unilaterally cut federal funding that Congress has already approved simply to serve a political agenda. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 148. Your pick 4-9-3-8-9. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick swing through Annapolis, and everybody's fine there. The Bay Bridge, most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound from Stevensville. So we're good right now on the main span across through Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. About an hour from now, we'll get some backing at I-97 southbound at Route 32. Right now, we're clear. Beltway has recovered on the southwest side. The accident now in the
shoulder down near Hollins Ferry Road. Any backups there pretty much gone. Rest of the Beltway, not bad for the early morning ride. The tunnels now, 895 back to about Erdman Avenue. 95 is slowing near the O'Donnell Street ramp area. Morning construction underway now. They start, they do it every day, northbound 95, Harford County, Route 24. They start working at 6 o'clock in the morning. Good idea. Block the left-hand lane on the interstate, and we're watching for the contractor soon on I-83 southbound at York Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning, we still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Real disappointing last night at Camden Yards, the loss for the Birds. They were held hitless by the Rangers starter Jacob Latz through six, but trailing 4-0 in the seventh, the Birds busted out.
But Gary Sanchez will be the batter.
Sanchez takes his 0-2 pitch to deep left.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. That made it 4-3, Texas. Next batter up
by Ramon Urias.
Urias puts one in the air right. This has a real chance. It will go! Back-to-back home runs. That ball did get over the wall.
Ryan O'Hearn would follow with another one for a 5-4 lead, but the Rangers would prevail in extras 6-5, the final in 10 innings. Charlie Morton was the starter, labored through five, allowed three runs, but kept it close.
It just felt like we couldn't get things to go our way, and it took the guys putting some really good swings on the ball and knocking it out of the park. But that was just kind of that one of those nights where it was just like, man, the grind wasn't enough.
A loss sets the Birds 7.5 back in the wild card race, 7 teams ahead of them. The Ravens have unveiled their full training camp schedule with 12 total practices, free and open to the public. 11 of them will be at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, one at M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday, August 3rd. Training camp passes will be made available July 9th to PSL owners and at 9 a.m., 11 a.m. to the general public. It'll be all online. Elsewhere in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers telling Pat McAfee yesterday there was no need to sign more than a one-year contract with the Steelers because this year will be his last. The time now is 6:37 when we return an unusual way to eat a crab cake.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, let's start with this. How do you like yours? Fried or broiled?
Broiled.
Bruce?
Soft shell.
Soft shell.
Soft shell crab cake?
No, soft shell crabs.
I'm talking about a crab cake.
Crab cake?
Yeah.
Broiled.
Okay, broiled. Okay, so we got broiled. You like it on a bun or plain?
I like it plain now. I used to like it on a bun, but okay. I eat it plain now.
Okay,
plain.
Bruce? Okay. You like the tartar sauce? What do you like?
Cocktail sauce.
All right. Well, here's Derek Queen. Maryland basketball, former Maryland basketball player, now going to get ready for the draft. He was up in Toronto working out for the Raptors, and here's what he did.
Got some food. I got a crab cake on an avocado.
Okay. And then crab cake on an avocado. Is that a Toronto thing? It's not a Baltimore thing.
No, no, it's just
no, the... That's a thing where somebody's girlfriend or wife has instructed you that you have to have avocados in your diet.
Well, you can have them in your diet, just not on your crab cake.
Not on your crab cake, exactly.
I go down to Texas to visit my younger brother. They have something called avocado by morning. They take half an avocado and they put breakfast inside it.
Common. There's also avocado toast.
Well, that's true.
I prefer guacamole. I'm not a big avocado guy, but I do like guacamole.
Yeah. The guy who was interviewed, and I listened to the whole interview, the guy who was interviewing Derek Queen was obviously not from Baltimore because he didn't ask him,
right.
What do you mean you had a crab cake and an avocado?
Exactly. Yeah, that is an unusual crab.
There you go.
For sure. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You know, the more I think about it, we're talking about what Canada did, and I think that you need to have a businessman somebody who's going to be no nonsense, somebody who's going to want to restore education, mm-hmm. somebody who's going to want to hold these juveniles accountable, somebody who's...
Sounds like Ed Hill to me.
I mean, he kind of checks all the boxes right now. So out of all the candidates' names that we've heard so far, I think Ed Hale's got the best shot. So we'll see.
6:39 right now, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Whoopi Goldberg is off the View this week. However, a parting shot on her way out, she decided to compare a life here in the United States to life in Iran.
Let's not do that, because if we start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Hanging
black people. So
it is not even the same. I couldn't step over during this.
It is the same.
No, it is not the same. And all you have to do to confirm that is talk to somebody who actually grew up in Iran and is familiar with their practices. Rita Panahi is an anchor down in Australia on TV down there. Very, very good. Very funny, by the way. And she says, I was born in Iran, and I grew up in Iran. I went to school in Iran.
In Iran, I was forced to wear a dehumanizing hijab just to be allowed to attend school. This is a country where family members and family friends were targeted by the Islamist regime, arrested, beaten, and yes, even some were killed. Where having a picture of the Shah was tantamount to a death sentence. Women were stripped of their rights, and they remain to this day second-class citizens. Women can be arrested, beaten, some have even been killed for just showing their hair.
There you go. That's life
in Iran. How'd she get an Australian accent?
Well, she left, you know.
Said she grew up in Iran.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
usually when you grew up there, the accent sticks.
I'm from the upper Midwest. My older brother, or younger brother, actually lives in Texas. He sounds just like he was born in Dallas. Honest to God. I guess you absorb it over time.
Well, it depends on when you leave.
I guess that's right. Yeah, it must be. Panahi went on to say, you know, this is one of the problems with the modern left.
That is the modern left, folks. Dumb, dishonest, and dangerously delusional.
Yeah, that is who they are. But admittedly, don't take her word for it. Find somebody else who happened to be born in Iran and got out. For example, Elika Laban.
We're living in a country that provides us so much safety, so much privilege, so much comfort, that people don't even know what it's like to live in other parts of the world. And because, you know, the world has been saturated with so much disinformation, this disinformation that was heightened, particularly after October 7th, where there was this narrative that, you know, these terrorists are just freedom fighters and they're not that bad. It normalized this idea that actually these regimes in other parts of the world are not that bad, and maybe they're not even that different to the United States.
Of course, you had Obama during his term of office saying, yeah, we're an exceptional country, but I'm sure Iran thinks that Iran is an exceptional country. Gosh, we're all just kind of alike. No, in fact, we are not.
How dare anybody compare the life that they're fortunate enough to live in the United States to what Iranian people are going through now and have been going through for the past 46 years.
Yeah, and that is exactly what Whoopi Goldberg is doing. Let's compare apples and oranges and say, gee, tastes just like a grapefruit to me. She went on to say that Iran and the U.S., completely different.
You have people who are living in the lap of luxury saying things like living in the United States is exactly the same as living in Iran. Well, it's not anything like living in Iran, because Iran, they are hanging people from cranes statistically once every 6 hours. Just 2 weeks ago, they amputated two people's arms because they were accused of theft. Did they have due process? Did they have fair trials? No, that does not exist under the Islamic regime in Iran.
Yeah, just doesn't exist. Now, Elika Laban grew up in Iran. She She is now here in the U.S. She's an attorney, a very prominent one, also artist, activist, and speaker. She knows of what she speaks.
Yeah, there was a picture that went viral on X the other day of a Iranian woman caught wearing cosmetics or makeup at a mall. And they threw acid in her face. Half her face is gone.
Yeah. That is life in Iran. No, they are not the same as us. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, to both the Harbor Tunnels now, getting their delays not quite back to Moravia Road yet on 95, but it's working its way back there pretty quickly now, and there's nothing wrong at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's just the normal heavy traffic right now on the southbound side, and looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all four lanes are open going in. So the backup now almost, it's going to be about another minute or two, it'll be back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and then we'll probably stretch back towards Pulaski Highway. Right now, the way it's moving, 20-minute delay or so, southbound going into both the Harbor Tunnels. The west side outer loop of the Beltway is filled in now. Liberty Road through I-70 down to Route 40, getting better down the hill after Frederick Road. JFX, you're still fine. Haven't seen the construction yet, but the contractor is due there very shortly on 83 southbound at York Road. They're already working. They're already backing us up. We're at 90 degrees, feels like heat index, and they're blocking a lane on 95, backing you up so you overheat on the northbound side. Isn't that just lovely?
Yes.
I'm Chuck Whitaker. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. It's hot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild, muggy start to the day. Yeah, it's sticky already. Heat advisory in effect 11 to 9 tonight. And highs near 100. Heat index well over that, 110 maybe. And maybe some relief in the form of showers or storms later this afternoon. Right now, 79 and sunny in Middle River, 77 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money.
All right, since we were discussing crab cakes, we got Jeff in Pasadena who wanted to weigh in
real
quick this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly real quick. What did Derek Queen say? Something about he has crab cakes with avocado or something?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, well, Derek Queen, isn't he the guy that hit a game-winning shot in one of the tournament games earlier this year? And after the game, they were interviewing him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm from Baltimore. I'm from Baltimore," you know, bragging about Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, somebody yesterday, that reporter should have said to him, "Hey, Derek, Baltimore, isn't that where they just had 18 shootings over the past 5 months?" See what he would have said to that. Like, he's so proud of Baltimore.
That's a good point about the "I'm from Baltimore," and Baltimoreans, as far as I know, have never combined crab cakes and avocados. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Arby's is launching a new Angus cheesesteak featuring thinly shaved Angus steak for a limited time at participating locations nationwide, if you like your cheesesteaks. Mountain Dew announcing the new dragon fruit flavor. Chuck used to be known to drag some fruit on occasion.
You should take him into Loudon Park.
Really.
Hey, this
don't knock it unless you've done it on a tombstone.
This is an idea. Maybe it's time to come. Trader Joe's has put together the patio potato chips bag. It combines in one bag sea salt and vinegar chips, delicious dill pickle chips, homestyle ketchup chips, and smoking sweet barbecue flavored potato chips, all in one bag.
Hmm.
They're
no.
called patio potato chips.
No.
So you get all those flavors in one bag.
No.
You don't like it?
But a lot of them get their flavor together. They're dusted. It's not baked in. So all the dust from these things, you're going to intermingle. You're going to have one kind of odd-tasting potato chip.
What if they were hermetically sealed each chip?
Then okay. Each chip.
Guaranteed that one would not dust the other.
Yes.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, Chuck got dusted Friday night.
Yeah. Yes. Now, to be clear, I do have a T-shirt at home saying, is anal retentive have a hyphen in it? So, no. But the one chip, that's fine. Yeah. Really?
We've lost
control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, completely. 6:47, it's gone.
The drugs are wearing off.
It's gone, exactly. Anesthesia's worn off. Whatever Chuck was imbibing Friday is worn off. Cup of Noodles releasing its briniest flavor yet. Dill pickle
flavor.
Dill pickle ramen noodles in sauce. Yes. I think I'll buy pass on that one. Yeah,
yeah. I just want the one that tastes like salt.
Yeah,
because that's what your primary ingredient in those things. But in the flavor packet, sodium.
We used to call it sodium soup. That's what it was.
Yep.
You know, if you like salty soup, there you go. All right.
All right.
Chuck, you still? I can tell you're just not quite at 100% yet. You're getting there.
No, I have a lot of things to look at here.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
I'm a busy boy doing my job.
Yeah, I see. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
Listen, I had enough of you already, Bruce. I mean, what the hell is this? You've been talking since we came on. You almost said a GD
pass. My
pass.
Job!
I almost said a bad word there. Give him a carrot. Give him a carrot. Give him a cracker. Shut up.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to watching your stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm watching my stuff. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
You're staring at your junk.
I know.
650. As I said, we've lost control, folks. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And curiously enough, I don't think anybody's really engaged in the Maryland gubernatorial race. I think people have given up already. Oh, wait a minute. Here is one individual that is weighing in. He just says, this is Brian, it doesn't matter what Republican decides to run. It doesn't matter what Republican wins. Until the State House is cleaned out of these crooked Democrats, nothing is going to change. We all know that'll never happen because the crooked media, channels 13, 2, and 11, will never let that happen. Also, there are just too many low IQ people living in the state. Can't wait until it's time to retire and get the hell out of here. You know, I hear that a lot. You know, but what if you want to stay? What if your family's here?
I'd love to stay, but
what if your roots are here? I mean, family's here, and your grandchildren are here. And
that's, you know, we discovered this when we moved. We were up in Delaware a couple of years in order to afford in-state tuition for the kids. When they were gone, I was like, why are we here? Let's go back to Maryland, which where our roots right. are, where our people are. And I hate to think of it this way, but the taxes here keep going up and up and up and up. The quality of life gets to be more and more marginal. At some point, you say, I want to find someplace similar that I don't have to kiss my butt goodbye every
morning. When you retire and you're living on a retirement income, you have to make every dollar count.
Yes.
You got to stretch money to make sure that you don't run out of money. So just saying, that would be nice if somebody would factor that in here. Tim Kyle, right now, wanted me to remind you that, it's hot and it's really putting a strain on your AC. So, again, it is... They're now busy with a lot of service calls. I knew this was going to happen. You can almost call it when the heat comes and you have not serviced your AC unit in a long time. Well, that is going to cause problems. Anyway, Tim Kyle, they're great at electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, and they branched out to HVAC now. They will come out and they'll service your AC right now and make sure that it's got enough coolant in it, that it's running properly, that the filter's changed, and any other problems it may or may not have. And all you have to do is give him a call. 410-876-9404. Get cool. Call Kyle. 410-876-9404 or check him out at timkylecompany.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Coming up right after the 7 o'clock news this morning, AOC and now apparently Chuck Schumer and a couple others on the Democrat side is that maybe it's time to impeach Trump. Wow, it's been months since we did that, so let's give that a try. And Jasmine Crockett, I guess, is so full of herself, man. Wait till you hear this song, but that's coming up right after 7. Right now, 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup on 895, still right around the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. Traffic is going into the tunnel southbound without any problems, but in the meantime, it's just very slow from there. It takes about 20 minutes from the tail end of that to get through the tunnel and eventually down towards Child Street. 95 southbound is backed up almost back to Moravia Road, so that's pretty close to 25 minutes going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and then coming out on the other side, eventually towards Camden Yards. There was a broken down vehicle temporarily in the right tube on the northbound side. Doesn't appear to be a big problem at that point. Beltway west side, you're already slow after 795 towards Wilkins Avenue. And the construction in Harford County, they take away a lane. Big backup and it's hot. So you're stacked up almost a mile already because of the construction northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. As you now know, sticky start to the day again. Heat advisory in effect starts at 11 this morning till all the way to 9 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
You know it's hot. It's a lot after sundown, or right around sundown anyway.
You can count, by the way, you can count on some really fierce thunderstorms just about sunset.
Yeah.
You know, as we have warm, moist air and temperatures around 100, that upper air begins to cool off around sunset, and just count on the water coming down.
Yeah, and there's a chance of that today. Showers and storms later this afternoon. Sunny, 77 in Columbia, 77 in Owings Mills. All right, so last week, a federal judge has ruled that PSEG, that's the Public Service Enterprise Group that is doing PJM's dirty work of setting the table for the power line, the MPRP, the transmission power line that is not going to benefit Maryland whatsoever. It is going to benefit a lot of folks in Northern Virginia and those that have data centers, maybe in Frederick. I don't think Baltimore County or Carroll County is going to benefit at all. Yet our land is going to be taken via eminent domain in this state because of Democrat policies, frankly. The greenies. Greenies like Wes Moore, who wants to get rid of fossil fuels. He hates gasoline and oil, and he loves the windmills and the solar, and even I don't even think he likes nuclear, to tell you the truth. And you can't power a state on that. We import 40% of our power, and that's not going to end well because of the rolling blackouts that are to come when Pennsylvania figures out, hey, why are we giving Maryland all of our power?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to need it for the people of Pennsylvania. And when they cut us off, good luck with that. But here is what he has said in the past about where he stands on the MPRP project. Remember, he told us he stood with us, we, the people.
I'm always going to stand with the people on these issues. And I think that the challenge of this wide-scale eminent domain that they're talking about is not something that I am okay with.
All right, so he's not okay with it. Okay, and Jesse thought maybe he misspoke. He repeated his grave concerns about the MPRP project.
Unless there's adjustments, I don't see a plan moving forward. I have grave concerns with this, and I've had them for a while. I don't understand how the study area was pulled together without the level of both state and community involvement that was necessary. I don't see how, I still am not certain what the benefit is to Marylanders, and I'm going to stand with the people on this.
Yeah, he's going to stand with us a second time. He says he's going to stand with the people. Has he stood with the people so far?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
He's talking the talk.
Yeah. And then just yesterday, Fox 45 caught up with the governor, and basically he once again reiterated that there are real flaws in this whole thing.
There are real flaws and real problems with this, and I have said long before that not only do I have a very real issue with this project and how it was maintained, I don't see how, if there are not changes to this, how this thing moves forward. So I saw the judge's ruling, but the judge's ruling does not change my opinion on it. I think this thing has very real problems.
So, on two separate occasions, I stand with the people, I have grave concerns, this has real flaws, this has real problems, and yet all he has to do, Bruce, is pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You pick up the phone to the Public Service Commission, of which he controls four out of the five positions, and you say, I want this thing killed, or I want it delayed until we study it further to figure out how we can best serve our people. But no, this is on the fast track. He is telling us one thing publicly, privately. privately, he's rooting it on.
Yeah. He's telling us one thing publicly, and privately he's saying, bend over and grab your ankles. To be really honest, unless he stands up and actually does something concrete, he hopes the rhetoric will get him by.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even, let's say, the MPRP project goes through, okay? It's going to take years to build that before it comes online. What are we doing in the interim to meet the electrical needs, to meet the power needs of Maryland?
I got an idea. Let's shut down all the coal-powered plants. Let's make it more difficult for people to expand the plants they have currently that would enable us to meet our needs. And let's see what else we can do to throw a monkey in the works so that people have to use either solar or wind.
Well, they're going to keep what Brandon Shores is going to be kept open now for a while, yep. A little while longer. But even if you were going to build another nuclear, you have Calvert Cliffs. If you're going to build another nuclear plant in Maryland, that is going to take time. That's not going to come online for what, years?
Years
and two,
years.
3 years, yeah. Maybe? So what are we going to do in the interim? Importing 40%, and when Pennsylvania figures out we need our power for Pennsylvanians, that we're not going to be able to send it to Maryland, what happens then? I'll tell you what happens. We've seen it happen in California. They're called rolling brownouts or blackouts. Brownouts are when they reduce your electric consumption, mm-hmm. that you have to, you know, you get very little, and blackouts, you get none.
Yeah.
You get no electric for a period of time. I'm telling you, folks, maybe the best thing for us all, and if I were a generator company right now, I'd be on this radio station trying to sell generators to as many people as possible, because you're going to need them. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and Secretary of State Rubio are taking issue with a preliminary intel report suggesting the U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear program has set the program back by just a few months. Rubio calls the claim absolutely false and a game played by a leaker. The president insists Iran's nuclear ambitions have gone up in smoke.
The findings come from the Defense Intelligence Agency, according to people familiar with the early assessment. The report found that while the strikes on the three Iranian nuclear sites did significant damage, they were not completely and totally obliterated, as President Trump claimed. The White House strongly pushed back on the assessment, calling it flat-out wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has been demanding the NATO nations spend more on their own defense, and NATO's Secretary General is on board with the president's position.
Mark Rutte has said allied leaders at this summit will take the bold decision to ramp up defense spending to 5% of their GDP. It's the figure that Donald Trump's been demanding from European allies. But to soften the blow, Mr. Rutte says the new target will be made up of 3.5% on core defense spending, with an additional 1.5% on undefined defense-related expenditure to be reached by 2035.
The BBC's Jonathan Beale in The Hague. Day two of the tenuous Israel-Iran ceasefire. So far, truce appears to be holding up. Tonight was not our night. The words of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo conceding the New York City Democrat mayoral primary to 33-year-old state assemblyman socialist Zohran Mamdani. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures down 35 points, while the Nasdaq futures are trading 27 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits.
America.
With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at AwakeningFoundation.com. Third day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Good Wednesday morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course, our constant with the Chuck Whitaker traffic and weather on the threes.
Slowing on the Beltway, usual spots, Outer Loop at Hartford Road, Inner Loop towards Green Spring, Park Heights Avenue. They have the bright sunshine there. And then the west side, pretty solid, 795 all the way down through at least Frederick Road, and then it gets better down the hill towards 95. JFX, looking at you live here, you're clear. Ruxton Road coming down through the city county line. All of that traffic pretty much is southbound. Big delays and a backup in the construction area. They set that construction up in the morning. They don't work there overnight. They work at 6 in the morning. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24. You're backed up and in that heat. You could overheat, so be prepared for that. 95 north at Route 24. And we're looking at 20 to 25 minute delays southbound with heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning, we still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's getting warm. Right now, Dundalk has 78 degrees. Ellicott City, 71. A little cooler there. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lead story, obviously, all morning long. Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock in the morning to 9 tonight as the heat wave continues. Today's heat and humidity remain dangerous with a heat index maybe 110 degrees in some areas. A code orange air quality alert that adds to the problems will also be in effect for the Baltimore and Annapolis areas. A code orange means air pollution concentrations may become unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those suffering from asthma, heart, or lung disease. The effects can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or by exercising outdoors. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the relaunch of the city's Harbor Master Office to ensure safe access to Baltimore's iconic waterfront. The mayor says the Baltimore Harbor is the crown jewel of the city, and the relaunch is a crucial step in making it more accessible and vibrant for everyone. The Harbor Master oversees nearly 5,000 linear feet of city-owned docking area along the Inner Harbor and Fells Point. Boaters can use the DockWA app to quickly reserve berthing locations with competitive rates set by the Board of Estimates. Customs and Border Protection officers in Baltimore have seized nearly 700 pounds of an LSD-like hallucinogenic that was being sent to an address in Harford County. DMT is a Schedule 1 controlled substance that has no approved medical use in the U.S. The seizure consisted of three shipments from Mexico that each contained four boxes full of the powder in vacuum-sealed bags worth an estimated $550,000. 706 on WCBM, a lottery numbers, pick 3, 148, pick 4, 9389, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Back-to-back home runs, back-to-back-to-back, actually, home runs last night. Not enough for the Orioles as they fall to the Texas Rangers. 6-5 was the final in extras. Baltimore getting only four hits in the effort, all of them in the seventh, including one from Ryan O'Hearn.
Charlie and the guys in Keegan and the guys out of the pen keep us close enough there. And then, you know, the big inning, score five runs. And, you know, it feels like we're going going to steal one there, and it's going to be a great win for us. And then, you know, unfortunately, like I saw it happen, and, you know, tough one to lose,
only,
for sure.
Only 16,909 was the announced attendance last night, and it'll be a tough putt tonight as the Birds send out Brandon Young for a spot start opposite Jacob DeGrom and his 224 earned run average. Elsewhere in baseball, the Reds' top prospect, Chase Burns, made his MLB debut last night against the Yanks, and it was a sight to see.
Struck him out! Five in a row!
Spectacular. Chase Burns is cooking.
It is a storybook start in the show for Chase Burns.
Call on Reds TV. Chase Burns becomes the first pitcher in the expansion era of baseball spanning 64 years to strike out the first five batters he faced in his major league career. Cincinnati beats New York last night in extras. 5-4 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, tonight's the night for Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, cooling you off with some hot topics here this morning. And you're on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice of Maryland. Coming up in this hour, AOC and whiny Jamie Raskin crying for impeachment. And a couple of great examples why Democrats lose elections. You're going to want to stay tuned for this one. This is just amazing. But our top story here, once again, is Democrats slamming the Iran strikes and so much more. They're just not happy campers right now.
Well, one of the things to remember is who actually is in charge in Washington, D.C., and there seems to be, in some people's minds, a little confusion as to exactly who gets to sign off on what.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Yes, Jasmine Crockett seems to be a little confused as to who actually sits at 1600 Pennsylvania.
And to understand enough about the Constitution to the extent that I'm the one that's supposed to make the f***ing decision, or at least get a vote.
I didn't realize that Jasmine Crockett was the one who was supposed to make the decision, not Donald Trump. So it's good to know that finally I've been educated on that.
Well, if we're waiting on her to make the decision, we'd all be irradiated by now. Vaporized.
She got into it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. This actually, I think, is very amusing, mostly because of Marjorie Taylor Greene's reply at the end of this rant.
Their agenda is pro-disinformation, pro-obstruction, pro-greed, and pro-exploitation. If you didn't know, that's what DOGE actually spells out. D, disinformation. O, obstruction. G, greed. And E, exploitation.
That's stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D.
And I hope y'all remember who caused this, because it wasn't...
The gentlelady's time has expired.
It was also the congressional Republican.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
Call her for Mike.
I now recognize Mr. Burchett from Tennessee.
And she thought it was going to end there.
Yeah.
Ready? Oh, no. Because then things just exploded.
Order, order. I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down. Calm down.
No. Because this is what y'all do.
Proceeding.
So I'm trying to get
Ms. Crockett,
clarification.
You're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your
and
yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be, no.
Please calm
don't
down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise.
Down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of control.
Because if I come and talk.
Yes, Jamie Crockett. Of course, every man on earth realizes the one thing you never say to a woman when she gets upset is just calm down. That's like a trigger. That's like turning on a red alert. Incoming, incoming, incoming.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Just amazing. Just calm down. Or better yet, don't get so emotional. Ooh, that's another good one. Red flags husbands learn really early on. It's 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the 30s. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Give her a diamond ring.
Yes. Calm
That'll
down.
Shut her up.
Calm down.
That'll shut her up for a minute.
Oh, wow.
Northbound 895, they're saying this is police activity. I see a couple of cars stopped here, police cars on the right side, northbound 895, right before the spur from I-97. So they're on the shoulder. I don't know what they're investigating, but there's really no impact. I just want to give you the heads up, some flashing lights. If you're coming up 895 northbound from the BW Parkway, there's a new wreck in Crofton. It's minor, but a busy area, Route 3 at Route 450, and a new minor wreck downtown at Charles Street at Baltimore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a humid start to the day today. Heat advisory in effect starting at 11 this morning all the way to 9 o'clock tonight. Highs near 100. Heat index 110. Chance of showers and thunderstorms might bring some relief a little bit later on. Right now, 81 and sunny in the city, 80 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So, as we were discussing yesterday, the back and forth between President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Iran over the ceasefire, I really haven't seen President Trump this visibly angry in the first term or in this term. This is the first time he was furious. He was stewing, and he was really angry at Netanyahu, and he was angry at both, but he expected higher expectations from Israel.
I don't think so, but I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous. I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
Yeah, not happy where he dropped his own bomb on Israel and Iran.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah. There was the F-bomb there. So he was ticked off. He was PO'd, so much so that there was a phone call between him and Bibi. Bibi called it, said that President Trump expressed his great appreciation for Israel with a glossy spin on it. But Trump told, get those planes turned around now. And here's what he said at the NATO summit yesterday.
They brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because there was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing. And it's going very well.
Yeah, it's going very well. Now, to the intel leaks at the DIA. Somebody at the Defense Intelligence Agency leaked to CNN, and they published it with great glee, the traitors and treasonous sons of guns that they are. And also the New York Times saying, we didn't destroy Iran's nuclear program. We didn't set it back several years, as many. Even the IAEA says it's done for now. But they're saying, no, it was only a couple of months. Because they couldn't give Trump a victory. The Democrats and their state-run media could not possibly give him a victory after they predicted he would blow everything up in the Middle East to begin with.
Well, somebody inside of the DIA is in major trouble. They track these things very carefully.
Yeah, and
that organization.
They got to investigate this. Yeah. Here's what Trump said as to the mission success from those B-2 pilots, from the pilots in the F-22s, the F-35s, the refueling tankers, and all who put themselves at great risk. They undermine our armed forces when they do that, and the president.
That place is under rock. That place is demolished. The B-2 pilots did their job. They did it better than anybody could even imagine. They hit late in the evening. It was dark with no moon, and they hit that target with every one of those things, and that place is gone.
Now, negotiating the peace deal, the ceasefire, Steve Witkoff, who once again reassured, and it's getting ugly on the MAGA thing right now. You got Bannon and MTG really going after Levin and vice versa. It is really, really ugly. You don't see the Democrats do this ever, but, you know, we just don't learn our lesson. Here's Steve Witkoff.
It was never going to be a forever war. It was never going to be a war just for war's sake. It was a war to achieve an objective that I think most Americans should be very, very satisfied with.
Yeah, and they will. By the way, RFK Jr. rocking this incredible announcement yesterday before the as the HHS secretary went before Congress to describe the state of health in our country today.
The United States remains the sickest developed nation, and yet we spend $4.5 trillion annually on health care, 2 to 3 times more per capita to comparable nations. Clearly, something is structurally wrong with our approach. Furthermore, healthcare costs are steadily increasing at a rate of 2% greater than the economy. This is unsustainable. If we don't staunch this trend, we will ransom our children to bankruptcy, servitude, and disastrous health consequences. Yes, an exploding debt is a social determinant of health. We won't solve this problem by throwing more money at it. We must spend smarter. We will shift funding away from bureaucracy toward direct impact.
So, the sickest.
Yeah.
We are the sickest developed nation in the world. That is embarrassing.
Yes.
NATO's going to vote on raising the dues to 5% today. Another big win for President Trump. The Senate is set to vote on the mega bill, one big beautiful bill, this Friday. Eventually, it'll go to conference committee if it passes there. And once again, Jerome Powell said he's afraid of inflation. That's why he won't cut rates. Europe has done it 10 times. But this guy, all economic indices point in favorable directions, but he is personally afraid of inflation. That's why he won't cut interest rates. I think the guy is trying to poison the Trump economy. Day 157 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, and still to come, Jamie Raskin, the latest Democrat to whine about impeachment. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Up man awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Grandma's coming!
coming. Grandma's
coming. No. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MaidPro. Call MaidPro. Call MaidPro.
I know. I'll call MaidPro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MaidPro 410-529-5960 or MaidPro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. Morning backup has arrived. The usual delay, I-97 southbound at Route 32. You bog down right there at the merge. All the traffic kind of comes together right at that area. Then after the bridge at 178, we're doing fine. No issues right now across the main span at the Bay Bridge. Looking at the span coming over from Stevensville, everybody's open. The Severn River Bridge is clear. So overall, that area is not bad, except for that little delay as you're coming down through I-97 at Route 32. Both the tunnels still in the area, 20-minute delays southbound, removing traffic, but slowly, both on 95 and 895. Beltway on the Parkville side is slow. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad right now, but the west side is still busy, and that's stacked up from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Construction, they knock off a lane, they do the work, and we won't even go any further. Northbound 95 at Route 24, they blocked the left-hand lane with a resulting delay of at least a mile on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot one again today. A humid start to the day. Heat advisory in effect starting at 11 this morning all the way till 9 o'clock tonight. Maybe some showers or storms later on could bring us some relief. But once again, highs near 100. Heat index at 110. Right now, sunny and 80 in Annapolis, 78 in Ellicott City. If you do not see me post on X for the next week, there is a reason for it. I have been placed in jail.
Oh, have you?
My account has been locked for 1 week. And, again, I still think there's some very left-wing programmers or algorithms that are out there. Anyway, the reason why I'm in jail is because the libs of TikTok posted something about a teacher in a public school system somewhere in the U.S., I can't remember where, that was caught with child porn, and part of the collection featured men raping infants. Again, men raping infants. And I responded to it saying they should be executed. Because I used a term of violence, I've been placed in 7 days. I've appealed it, but they say because they're so overwhelmed, it could take 5 to 6 days. But that is just, I just, you know, in case you don't see the posts, you'll know why.
Well, gee, what should happen if they aren't executed?
Maybe I should use a death penalty. I don't know. Maybe the algorithm, maybe if I use a death penalty, maybe I would have escaped it. But because I use the term executed, I have now been put in, my account's been locked.
Devil's Island sounds like a nice idea about now. 726, Talk Radio 680, WCBM with the Democrats. There are rumblings over there. Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't impeached Donald Trump in a while. Sounds like a fun thing for doing this summer, doesn't it? Jimmy Raskin seems to be the next one to me. Well, he's very cautious, but it seems to be he's maybe the next one to climb on that bandwagon.
Undoubtedly a violation of the war powers of Congress, the usurpation of the war powers of Congress, would be an impeachable offense, would be a high crime and misdemeanor. I mean, you know, Israel said we've just, in what Israel did on its own, we set them back 2 or 3 years. So that's not an emergency. Remember, the president can only assert the power to use military in a context in which there's an imminent threat to us. And that clearly wasn't there. So we can add this to a very long list.
Yeah, but see, it's a very cautious language. In other words, if he had done this, then it would be. So it's not exactly like he's jumping on. He's saying, I might be persuaded.
I'm wondering if he can even read, to tell you the truth, because you read the War Powers Act or War Powers Resolution. It basically says within 48 hours, you have to notify Congress, and within 60 days, all troops and or must be removed.
That's right.
Both of those conditions were met immediately by the president. So he is in compliance. He's within the law. It is constitutional. This is nothing more than just political whining and theater.
Yeah, and of course, he went further. He said, as long as we're going to list things that Donald Trump has done wrong, how about he doesn't spend nearly enough money?
The president unilaterally imposed a spending freeze on laws passed by Congress, signed by the president, for $1 trillion in spending. They wanted to hold up all of these federal public health programs, housing programs, local policing programs, just out of the blue. Where does he get the doctrine that he can just do that? He just pulls it out of a hat.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny because presidents have had the habit of pulling things out of their hat for some time. And I don't recall anybody except Donald Trump facing this constant call for, all right, let's impeach him right now. It's a battle between two of the branches of government. It always has been, always will be, as part of the tension deliberately built in to the system. But Raskin says, no, you know what? I think the Democrats should play Santa Claus.
We've got to keep a very strict catalog of all of the violations of the Constitution that are taking place.
Make a list. Check it twice.
Yeah. By the way, President Trump has just said that he will strike Iran again if Tehran tries to restart their nuclear enrichment. So,
yeah, hey, big news, by the way. Rescue Natural Supplements rolling back the clock and their prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. Now, to order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of already low 2010 prices. Get healthy, get savings at res-q.com and do it today.
Coming up next, why Democrats lose elections at 7:30. Hear your latest news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Once again, the lead story for this morning is the heat. The Baltimore area and much of Maryland under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock this morning until 9 tonight as the heat wave continues. Today's heat and humidity remain dangerous. A heat index could reach 110 degrees in some areas. You couple that with a code orange air quality alert, and that means it's dangerous outside for folks in sensitive groups, children, the elderly, those suffering from asthma, heart or lung disease. The effects can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity and do not exercise outdoors. Customs and Border Protection have seized nearly 700 pounds of an LSD-like substance. It's a hallucinogenic being sent to an address in Harford County. A DMT is a Schedule 1 controlled substance that has no approved medical use in the U.S. The seizure consisted of three shipments from Mexico that each contained four boxes full of the powder in vacuum-sealed bags worth an estimated $550,000. CPB says its investigation is ongoing. Baltimore man sentenced to life in prison for murdering his girlfriend's 12-year-old daughter last summer. Omar Passmore pled guilty to first-degree murder and gun charges in the death of Bianca Cormley on North Kenwood Avenue. At the time of his arrest, Passmore admitted that he shot the girl because he was upset with her mother. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says there's nothing redeemable about a person who would intentionally take the life of an innocent child. He says the defendant demonstrated a complete lack of humility, morals, and conscience by using and murdering a young girl as a tool of punishment against her mom. And the Baltimore police are trying to determine if there's a connection between that pair of quadruple shootings that took place a mile apart on Monday night. The first shooting happened Monday on McHenry Street about 7 p.m. The second shooting took place 9:30, the 2500 block of Edmondson Avenue. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Do your feet slow you down before your day even starts? You're not alone. Orioles Hall of Famer Mike Bordick knows exactly how that feels.
After 14 seasons in the majors and over 1,700 games, my body's sure been through a lot. I felt it, especially in my feet, knees, and back. I thought pain was just part of life, especially plantar fasciitis. I used to judge my days by how I'd walk down the stairs. If my feet were hurting, I knew the day wasn't going to be easy. But since I started wearing Good Feet arch supports, I'm back to feeling my best. And my feet, well, they've never felt better. Don't let plantar fasciitis slow you down like it did me. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
If pain is holding you back from the things you love, maybe it's time to try the Good Feet store. You can stay active, feel better, and keep moving. Come in for your free fitting and test walk. Book your appointment today at goodfeet.com. The Good Feet Store, the official arch supports of the Baltimore Orioles. Go O's.
Good morning. It's 7:33. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Construction delays. I-95 northbound Harford County. 76-mile marker. That's at Route 24. It looks like they're still blocking the left-hand lane. They choose to do the work during rush hour. And, of course, anybody north of Mountain Road, you're in a backup now that's almost a mile as you're traveling north. You'll clear that out, and then you'll be okay up into the area at the Tidings Bridge. We are slow on the Beltway on the Parkville side. The Interloop at Green Spring. And the west side has been solid pretty much all morning long. 795 at least down to Route 40, getting better after Frederick Road. Nothing major, but everybody's still slow. A lot of heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning, we still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it ended up not being enough, but at least Gary Sanchez woke up the Camden Yards crowd last night from its stupor.
Sanchez will be the batter.
Sanchez takes his 0-2 pitch to deep left field. It's a mover! Gary Sanchez takes a cutter and cuts up this game.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Sanchez's three-run blast was followed by solo shots from Urias and O'Hearn for a short-lived 5-4 lead, but the Rangers would prevail in the end, 6-5 in extras. Charlie Morton was the starter, labored through five innings, allowing three runs, but kept it close.
It just felt like we couldn't get things to go our way, and it took the guys, you know, putting some really good swings on the ball and knocking it out of the park. But that was just kind of that one of those nights where it was just like, man, the grind wasn't enough.
Loss sets the Birds back 7.5 back now in the wild card race. The Ravens are off till July 15th when the rookies report, but here's a blast from the past. You remember Deontay Johnson from last year refusing to go in against the Eagles. He was on the Sport and Suits podcast yesterday explaining what happened in Baltimore.
Then I went to Baltimore. That was a tough situation for me. Like I love the players and stuff. Like I love the organization, but it just wasn't for me. Like just going in, like I checked out mentally.
Checked out mentally, making millions of bucks. Speaking of stupor, by the way, the Wizards woke up from 47 years of their own stupor, making a big move, sending Jordan Poole in a draft choice to the Pelicans for C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk. Wizards now expected to approach $100 million in projected cap space in 2026. Of course, there's no guarantee that they will use it wisely. And finally, tonight's the night for Maryland star Derek Queen. The Baltimore native expected to go in the top 10 of tonight's NBA draft, giving us a chance to remember some of the best of Derek Queen in a Terps uniform, such as his comment after hitting a game-winning buzzer in the NCAA tournament last year. CBS Andy Katz asked him,
"Where does that confidence come from?"
I think I'm from Baltimore. That's why.
And then later, when asked why the team loved then head coach Kevin Willard,
"He did pay us the money." And then
and so we got to listen to him.
They're going to pay him the money tonight. The time now is 7:37 when we return funniest names in Major League Baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, first of all, let's go through some of the funniest in history, and then we'll get to the one from today. The first, Coco Crisp has to be right one of them. But now there's some a little controversial ones. Like, how about Charlie Furbush?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He played for the, For the Tigers. For the Tigers. There was Catfish Hunter.
Right.
Of course, you've heard of him, right?
Jim Catfish Hunter.
Right. Trey McNutt from the San Francisco Giants. There was Urban Shocker, who used to play for the Yankees way back. Johnny Dickshot played for the New York Giants way back in the day.
Not a word.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got Jack Glasscock, who played for the Indianapolis somethings back in the 1800s. I don't even know these people, but anyway.
Not a word.
These are real names. John Mularkey played for the Giants back in the day.
Mularkey.
Stubby Clapp played for the Reds and the Red Birds. Boof Bosner, remember him?
Boof.
Played for the Twins. Anyway, so the latest entry was, Sean, you sent this to me. It's a Mets rookie, 29 years old. His name is, unbelievably, I don't know why they wouldn't have changed this, Dickie Lovelady is his name. Here you go.
This might be the best name in baseball, Dickie Lovelady.
Enter Dickie Lovelady, the new Mets sensation.
It's a man, baby!
Hold on to your hats, Mets fans. Meet Dickie Lovelady,
so
a 29-year-old pitcher.
This might be the best name in baseball.
The greatest name in sport, Dickie Lovelady.
We're going to follow.
Baby.
Right. We're going to follow Dickie Lovelady's career.
Yes,
and we will
are.
Tell you how Dickie Lovelady is doing.
You know what I really miss? I miss the great nicknames of the past, which you don't hear anymore. Like Whitey. Whatever happened to Whitey Ford, Whitey Herzog, all those other guys? There's no more Whiteys anywhere.
Right. Catfish Hunter was a great one, obviously. Yeah, so you're right. There are no more nicknames. Baseball's changed.
There was the throwing Swannon Owen. Remember him? Sammy Stewart.
Oh, Sammy Stewart, of course.
Yeah. He was a throwing Swannon Owen.
That's right.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
You got it.
Dickie Lovelady. All right, why Democrats lose elections? They tried to impeach Trump again yesterday, and they lost 344-79 in the House. But Maryland's Glenn Ivey was the lone Democrat to vote for that lunacy. Why? Because he dare strike Iran. All right, then Brandon Gill was interviewing senior advisor for economic policy at Groundward Collaborative, Emily DeVito. She was there. This was a DOGE subcommittee hearing, and Brandon Gill was asking her why they were upset at the DOGE cuts that part of the description in the DOGE program was money that was going to go for birthing persons or birthing people, and that led to hilarity.
What is a birthing person?
Sir, I am here to talk about the DOGE impact.
Well, I'm asking you about this grant, and you're defending it. So I'm asking you, who is birthing people?
I am not familiar with this grant. I take a position that all kinds of government research, medical, pharmaceutical,
is a birthing person a woman? Is that another word for female?
That is outside the scope of my expertise.
Seems like erasure language to me. I've been told that that type of vernacular constitutes erasure language.
A birthing person. She's not familiar with the concept?
That's not my scope of expertise. You don't know what a birthing person is? Wow. Then, meet Stacey Davis Gates, the newest reason for you to homeschool your children. She's with the Chicago Teachers Union.
Baldwin says, the children are always ours.
Always. Always.
Every single one of them, all over the globe. And what comes next is, CT, you think your children are its children? Huh? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do. Children belong to it, and their socialist conspiracy ideology. Well, I don't know about all that, but we like children. We educate them, we nurture them, we protect them, we support them, we negotiate for them, we create space for them. We even have them in our homes.
Yeah, so they went on to say, children are always ours, every single one of them all over the globe. But finally, we have Cynthia Gonzalez. She's the vice mayor of Cudahy, California. She was speaking to gangbangers, upset that they weren't confronting ICE in the streets of Cudahy.
Not for nothing, but I want to know where all the cholos are at in Los Angeles. 18th Street, Florencia. Where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And, like, where you at? Bien calladitos, todos los chulitos. I'm like, dude, they're running amok all up in your, on your streets and in your city. And peep, when the big gang guns come in, nothing but like quiet, and we're out here, the regular ones that have never been jumped in, out here calling things out, out trying to organize people, trying to do the thing. So don't be trying to claim no block, no nothing, if you're not showing up right now. Trying to like help out and organize. I don't want to hear a peep out of you once they're gone, trying to claim that this is my block. This was not your block. You weren't even here helping out. So whoever's the leadership over there, just get your members in order.
Who is that?
Cynthia Gonzalez, the vice mayor of Cudahy, California, calling out gangbangers to come confront ICE and protect their neighborhoods. By the way, the FBI is now investigating her.
Wherever she went to elementary school, she should demand her money back. Honest to God, can you please formulate a sentence in English? 743, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Subtitles, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, I get jive, but not all that.
Where are you at?
Never end a sentence in a preposition. Remember that?
Check where you at.
Where you at, baby? Come on now. Brought to you as a service. A Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Looking at the BW Parkway. It's slow northbound right now from Powder Mill Road. Coming up towards 197 and 198. No reports of any problems. Very heavy traffic, though, northbound. It's been a little bit slow southbound as well through 175 and down to Route 32. The bottom end of 95 getting on to the Capitol Beltway. You'll have all your normal delays there. That's just the normal heavy traffic. And, of course, the outer loop is heavy going around to the Mormon Temple. The inner loop from 214 with heavy traffic around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. All the normal delays on the Beltway, the normal heavy traffic south into both the harbor tunnels. Construction delays. Yep, they do construction during drive time. Just marvelous. I-95 northbound at Route 24.
Where's it at?
Listen, when you go by there, tell them you're overheating. Got any water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's the water at?
Need water here. Need water. George Costanza.
Agua.
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 Don't say that. Ice. Oh, no ice.
Hey, wait, before we go further, before we get the weather, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News.
Yes,
we do.
I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's that's fine. You hold on a second. 410-WCV-168.
Tell me, though.
Now you can hold on. Now
look, you can. All you got to do is go past there to construction. Say ice, they'll be jumping over the bushes. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant. Check your badges. Do everything. Stop in today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Okay, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Badges? We don't have those stinking badges. All right. We still need our contestant. There we go. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A muggy start to the day, but we're going to heat up, as you already know by now. Heat advisory is in effect from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. And we're looking at highs near 100. Heat index at 110. Maybe a shower or storm later this afternoon could cool things off. Sunny in 83 in the city right now. Sunny 81 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got the WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug for you if you can correctly identify which story, which of the following three stories is the fake news story. And so, again, that's all you have to do. It's a very simple game, and apparently Bruce has not mastered it yet, but he's...
I'm still below 500.
He promises he will continue to try on a daily basis. And that's all you can ask.
Yeah. It might have been noted that Sean mentions every day how trying I am.
Again, the A for effort is just amazing. He's doing it today. He's injured. He's wounded today. He's wearing a big bandage on his hand.
Yep.
You know?
Cessation beginning to return to it. Writing has been a really fascinating experience.
You do have to bring your arm into the car before you close the door.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Thank you. All right. Jesse in Baltimore is our contestant.
Hey, Jesse.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello. Yeah, sorry. I was trying to. I couldn't hear what you guys were saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you can. You can hear us clear.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. We want to go first, second, third, or last.
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Jesse. Hear your story. Story number one. Doctors took 80 minutes to remove a 15-inch dental implement from inside a man who thought the foreign object would dissolve by itself. The 64-year-old man felt a strange sensation in the stomach, went to the doctor, was shocked to discover he had a toothbrush stuck in his intestine for 52 years.
Which way did it go in?
How did it get there?
He swallowed it by accident at the age of 12. He was too scared to tell his parents. Apparently.
Apparently.
He was, okay. Story two.
He was really bristled.
A tough way to reach out that tooth all the way in the back. Tesla's robotaxi service is being introduced in Austin, Texas. And they have what they call select guests getting some introductory rides. And apparently it didn't go all that well. A couple glitches. One, the robotaxi stopped when police cars, even parked police cars, just stopped. And two, they let off passengers in the middle of intersections yesterday. Tesla's saying they're working on the software. And story three, a 30-year-old driver was arrested for doing donuts on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. The video went viral. D.C. police said the man told them, this is how Biden would drive if allowed. He's being held for mental observation.
Who, Biden?
No, the driver.
Oh.
Another clarification.
Story one, Chinese man finally finds toothbrush he swallowed at the age of 12 in his intestines. Story two, Tesla dropping off the robotaxi passengers in the middle of intersections. And story three, a man on the mall drives like a nut and claims he was impersonating Biden. All right, we will start with Mr. Bruce.
I think it's entirely possible some idiot would swallow his toothbrush. So I think that's probably true. Story two sounds...
15-incher.
Yeah, I know. It's just, okay. I can guess story number three is fake news.
Bruce goes to story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I don't understand how the toothbrush story is possible, but I do know that I feel like we hear those things, and somehow, once in a while, they do happen that somehow.
It wasn't a travel toothbrush.
So,
rectum.
I don't know.
I already touched it. Okay.
And I know that Tesla is testing stuff, so I could see that being possible. I think I'm also going to go with three. I don't know. There's so much security in D.C. I don't even know how that guy. I mean, I know people, you drive there, but I don't know. I don't know how he got that far.
All right. Kristen votes for story number three. Chuck.
Two.
Chuck goes for story two. Jesse.
So did Bruce say that he thought that the guy swallowed the toothbrush? Because I was thinking it went in the other way.
I thought it went the other way.
He swallowed it. He swallowed it.
Sean says he swallowed it.
Well, that's what the story says. That's not what I say.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I'll go with the herd and go with three.
All right. Jesse goes with the herd. The other herd, because the one herd voted for story two.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't count.
No. Sorry,
Jesse. Jesse, come on now. Come on now.
Jesse, don't lose his
number.
Messing
with me now? Come on, Jesse. Come on.
If he can't count.
Chucky.
All right. Yeah. Chucky. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, story number two is true.
Gosh.
Yeah, story.
Said something bad there.
Story three is our fake news story of the day. So, Jesse, you are a winner along with Bruce and Kristen. Thanks for playing the game. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland.
Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
One of our listeners, Michael, just said when he heard the story about the man doing donuts in the mall, he immediately thought of Chuck.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Fake news.
Really?
Fake news.
Now, if you hear about a man dunking in the pool, would Duncan have then triggered Chuck?
Just I told you before, Bruce, I don't know if you were quarter to six. I wasn't even on the air yet.
7:40.
You were wearing my ass out at that point.
7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chucky?
Yes, Brucey. Southbound. Don't egg him on, Sean, please. He's mentally impaired today.
And that's different from other days, Hal?
Southbound 83. No construction yet. Still open at York Road down through Mount Carmel Road, so that's good news. 83 is going to be there for a while. They're going to be working probably now, it looks like, maybe before 9, so we'll come back and check on that. They are working, and the construction is creating delays. Northbound 95 in Harford County, they take away a lane northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're in that heat dome, and it's hot. Again today, heat advisory in effect from 11 to 9, and a high near 100, heat index at 110. Chance of a shower or storm this afternoon might cool things off a bit. Right now, sunny 81 in Middle River, and it's 80 in Forest Hill.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM in the air. The other, I guess, a more seasoned radical, and the House has been busy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes, she has been busy once again, OAOC. This time around, she's saying, you know what, we haven't done it in a while, at least since yesterday. Let's impeach Trump.
He said that it was a war. And I think that the President of the United States admitting that he unilaterally brought the United States into a war without congressional approval is a very grave public admission. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional.
Yes, illegal and it's unconstitutional. Having never read the Constitution herself, she could say that was an authority.
It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. And so, for me, while the president is posting something about a ceasefire, I think what he also posted was an official acknowledgement that this was war. And I think that is something that should be taken into very serious consideration.
So in other words, because he acknowledged that people are shooting at each other, some of that makes it suddenly unconstitutional, and he should be facing impeachment, I guess, is what she's indicating. And she's not the only one. You know, it's tough for AOC. She came all dressed up for an impeachment, and then peace broke out. I mean, what are you going to do? Chuck Schumer says, oh, you just ignore the peace part and go ahead and impeach.
Congress and the American people are owed answers. No president should be allowed to unilaterally march this nation into war with erratic threats, no strategy, no explanation. That's why I've called on Leader Thune to hold a vote immediately to enforce the War Powers Resolution.
Well, yeah, fine, but he's already obeyed the War Powers Resolution. I mean, this is where the wheels seem to come off the cart for the Democrats, is they're fighting, quite literally, fighting yesterday's battle. They're saying, let's assume that he hadn't done what he's already done, and let's build our argument based on that. And the problem with that, Sean, is he has done what he said he was going to do. He notified Congress within the restrictions of the War Powers Act. Now, I don't happen to like the War Powers Act very much. I think it's badly written. I think it's not great law, but it is law. And this president has obeyed the law and is doing things according to Hoyle, as they used to say. And so the Democrats, they don't know quite how to handle this.
Well, you know, they might be playing a semantical game here, because the president has the ability, has the power to make war, but not declare war. So that's that's the fine tuning here that we're talking about, because if the United States is threatened, there's an imminent threat, there's an immediate threat, you don't have time to debate it, to summon Congress if they're in recess, whatever. The commander-in-chief is given that power to protect America at all costs. And he's allowed to commit troops, and however he sees, to stop that threat.
Yeah, you'll hear from Jonathan Turley on that next hour, by the way. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and for years they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to their homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during this hot summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, to ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. This brutal weather, you want to make sure your air conditioning is working. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. Telephone number 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, Tim Kyle Electric, and it's timkylecompany.com.
It's 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump-negotiated Israel-Iran ceasefire may be fragile, but on this second day of the truce, it is holding. President Trump describing it as total obliteration, the result of the U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear weapons sites. Mr. Trump disputes a leaked preliminary intelligence assessment that the Iranian program was set back by just a few months. House Speaker Mike Johnson's take.
Speaker Johnson has largely stood behind the president, coming out against a bipartisan War Powers Resolution in the House that would block the administration from intervening further in the conflict. He praised the president for trying to bring peace to the region.
The president secured a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, and despite of the temporary disruption this morning, we believe that will hold.
The speaker and Majority Leader Steve Scalise, both of Louisiana, talked about how the president does not need congressional approval for declaring a military action, which is different from declaring a war. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
With the border secure and illegal crossings falling to historic lows under President Trump, this from New York City.
The Roosevelt Hotel by Grand Central Terminal, which became a symbol of New York City's efforts to manage an influx of migrants, has been shut down. It had been open 2 years and plans had already been in place for the Welcome Center's closing in June. Mayor Eric Adams' administration says all the migrant services offered have moved to other sites. The city is currently housing more than 37,000 migrants across 170 sites, down from a peak of nearly 70,000 last January. Julie Walker, New York.
Socialist Zohran Mamdani has won the New York City Democrat mayoral primary. Record-shattering heat wave persists in the east today, although forecasters expect some relief to start arriving tomorrow. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 7 points. NASDAQ futures 67 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits.
America.
With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the interchange at 95 and Russell Street 395 right here at Camden Yards. All is well. Both sides of 95 clear. The sky ramp coming into 395 towards the convention center and downtown. All the lanes are open. Now we're backed up at both the harbor tunnels. It's the heavy traffic. Everybody's open. Everybody's moving, but it's very slow on 95 beginning at Moravia Road. At 895 is slow. Around the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're still in that range of 20 to 25 minutes to get through all of that back up on the southbound side. 695, yep, all your normal delays are out there on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning, we still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Man, it's going to be a hot one. Right now, Aberdeen, 82 in Aberdeen, 91 currently in downtown Baltimore. 91, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, Sean. It is going to be rough. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you now by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. The Baltimore area and much of Maryland will be under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock this morning till 9 o'clock tonight. This heat wave continues. Today's heat and humidity remain dangerous, with a heat index could be maybe 110 degrees in some areas. A code orange air quality alert will also be in effect for the Baltimore and Annapolis areas today. A code orange means air pollution concentrations may become unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those suffering from asthma, heart, or lung disease. The effects can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or by exercising outdoors. Do not do either of those. Maryland Governor Wes Moore announced voluntary buyouts for state employees and a hiring freeze to save $121 million for fiscal 2026. Baltimore County Grand Jury has indicted a 52-year-old Cockeysville man on charges of rape and assault in connection with an April incident in Towson. Mark Hammon, that's H-A-M-M-O-N, allegedly raped an intoxicated woman in the parking lot next to a pub on West Pennsylvania Avenue after she passed out. According to charging documents, the 22-year-old woman was taken to a hospital where she asked for a criminal investigation. Hammond has been in custody since his arrest on June 4. And Baltimore police trying to determine if there's a connection between a pair of quadruple shootings that took place a mile apart. The first shooting, of course, happened McHenry Street around 7 p.m. The second took place just after 9:30 p.m., the 2500 block of Edmondson Avenue. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says detectives are investigating if there is any connection between those two events, two 14-year-olds and a 19-year-old among the injured. 8:06 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 148, pick 4, 9389, and next, it's Stein. down on sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds hit three home runs in the Heat last night in the seventh to take a 5-4 lead on the Rangers, but Texas comes back in extras.
And now the Rangers with a huge runner 90 feet away. And Haggerty chops it second base. The throw comes to the plate. The tag, and they got it. The Rangers immediately throw up the hand. And they may want to take a look at this. They're challenging it. That hand.
And the call was overturned, the call on Rangers TV. The original out call became safe. Texas beats the Orioles last night. 6-5 was the final. The Ravens unveiled their full training camp schedule with 12 total practices, free and open to the public. 11 of them will be at the Castle in Owings Mills, one, at, of course, at M&T Bank Stadium. That'll be Sunday, August 3rd. Meanwhile, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers telling Pat McAfee yesterday he's one and done in Pittsburgh.
This was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years.
20 freaking years. Let's give them an AFC North send-off, will we? And finally, it appears memories are long in Seattle. It's been 18 years since the Sonics moved from the Emerald City to OKC, but one Seattle sportscaster hasn't let bygones be bygones. When the Thunder beat the Pacers in Game 7, here's how Fox 13's Aaron Levine reported the news.
Finally tonight, unfortunately, the Indiana Pacers lose Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Big game for the Sounders tomorrow. We will see you out at Lumen Field.
Right to soccer they go. I think Baltimore can relate to that. Coming up in 30 minutes, on this date in Orioles history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And how about that brand new spanking app we got? Maybe I should rephrase that. That brand spanking new app.
That's right. It's a new app on your phone. You push the app and hold it to your keister, and it'll take care of it for you. Feel like you've been bad? There you go. Feel lonely? There you go.
You can take anytime, anywhere. You can stream us and podcast, and maybe even self-flagellate if you are so duly motivated. All right, it's hour number three. Here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. A 14-year-old on an ankle monitor arrested, tied to carjackings and stolen property. It continues here in the state of Maryland, which is a state of chaos and confusion. Also take a look at the risk of sleeper cells as ICE has busted some Iranian sleeper type agents. But our top story here today, Governor Moore. Announcing starting July 1st a hiring freeze and some voluntary buyouts. This is a case, as Yogi Berra used to say, deja vu all over again. Yeah. So back in January of 2023, in his first year in office, Governor Moore said that we have way too many vacancies in state government.
Maryland's government has nearly 10,000 vacancies. That means needs are not being met.
So what did he do? Well, since taking office, Governor Moore has added more than 5,000 new employees to the state payroll.
This isn't about creating big governments. This is about creating a better one.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you got some issues because of the blueprint for the future, because of the red line to nowhere, and because of the Climate Control Act of 2022. You've outspent your budget. And he says the state must brace for a hiring freeze starting next month, which is expected to last the entire fiscal year. Reaction pouring in here from Kathy Zuleika and David Williams of the Taxpayers Organization.
They have been villainized. They have been attacked. And this is not patriotism. This is cruelty.
I'm sorry. That was Governor Moore blaming the feds. Okay, the feds for making those cuts, which ironically is because he called the federal government's actions heartless, and now he's making the same similar moves.
Yep.
So it's heartless when Trump does it, but when Moore does it, it's
fiscally responsible.
It's okay, exactly. And here now, reaction from Kathy Zuleika, the minority whip, and David Williams, the taxpayer advocate.
So some of those people he hired are now going to have to be laid off.
The problem is that he shouldn't hire these people in the first place.
Bingo. Shouldn't have been hired in the first place. But, you know, that's what big government liberals do. They grow the size of government. Up next, what should happen next, we have more reaction pouring in from this. And also, what just happened in New York City could very well happen here in the state of Maryland. In fact, I think we're well on our way. There's one more shot to stop it. We'll explain.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. 1 second, it's Chuck Whitaker.
That construction area we've been talking about all morning long, southbound 83 around York Road down through Middletown Road, finally there now, and they're blocking the right lane. So if you're coming down from the state line, they're doing repaving work in that area. Single lane to the left on 83 southbound. Now we're beginning to see that backup is growing just a bit. Right now it's a speed reduction, not a solid backup. We'll keep an eye on that. There was a new wreck in the city on the west side. Fayette Street at Calhoun. City Police are there. We were looking for a broken down vehicle. I think it cleared westbound on Route 50 after 404 had made it to the shoulder. So that's not a big deal right now. JFX, you're clear. There's still some slowing on the Beltway. Both the tunnels with the heavy traffic south and the normal delays on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast going to be another hot and sticky day today as the heat dome is firmly in place. The only respite we may have is the chance of showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, heat advisories in effect from 11 till 9 tonight, and then highs near 100 and the heat index at 110. You should be near the pool if you're outside, but stay inside, stay cool, hydrate. It's 85 already, it's sunny in the city, and 84 in Dundalk. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Every day we see which lefty has lost it. We do this by heading to the circus. That's where they typically end up. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and lands on a lady who apparently lives in a completely different reality, or she has taken the whole wishful thinking thing to a whole new level.
I can't wait to see the breakdown of MAGA when we take the head off that snake.
Yeah.
And for all you MAGAs out there that are taking our videos and archiving them, saving them for later, are you going to post them? What you going to do with them? Yeah. I don't think you're going to post them. No. You're going to be too busy trying to save face somewhere. We're cutting the lawn right now. Okay? and the head of the snake is going to be in there.
Yeah.
Get ready, MAGA.
It's good to know, by the way, that, yes, in many states, medicinal marijuana apparently is handed out like candy. I have no response to that other than to say, no, we're not going to post them. I'm going to air your comments on 50,000 watts and let people evaluate for themselves. Now, Miss, if you would please get back in the clown car. It's the shimmery thing off to your left. It tastes like candy, by the way. Take a bite and get yourself out of here.
No.
All you MAGAs.
One of the downsides of the smartphone
is
they have cameras and you can record yourself and post yourself on social media, which many people do.
What are you going to do? Post them?
They should be advised. Yes. You know, here's a cautionary note. After you do something like that, you know, play it back and look at it for yourself.
Yeah, when you're sober.
Yeah. You know, when you're not high, when you're not... projecting astral travel, whatever, soul travel. Make sure you're okay with it before you actually post it on your social media.
I tell you, look at, I mean, her eyeballs were about the size of saucers.
Yeah.
See, are you going to post them? Oh, no, man, we're not going to post them. I'll play them on 50,000 watts. I'll post on Bruce's brain. But no, we're not going to post them. I'm not going to hold them for later. We're getting them right now.
Wow. All right, so we're talking about Governor Moore, who was all against the free hiring freezes and layoffs and voluntary buyouts when Trump was doing them. He called them heartless. They were cruel. But when he's doing it now, he's being Mr. Super Fiscal Responsibility with great skills for ambitions for president. $121 million is being cut from the payroll as required by the Maryland new budget. Details of the voluntary job buyout program are still being developed. So Kathy Schlage, Minority Whip, questioning the state's financial management.
I'm not quite sure how, after raising more taxes than any politician in the state's history, that today they're out of money and they're going to balance that budget on the backs of state workers.
Yeah, well, it is what we have here, because remember the timeline, 10,000 vacancies, he had filled half of those. Okay, and actually, some of them weren't even vacancies. Some of them were jobs he created that did not exist when he came into office. So all Westmore is now doing, see, think about this for a second. You crow about the problem, you whine about the problem of the vacancies, you then fill some of them, you create more, so now you're creating jobs, you're growing government, the left loves you, and now, of course, you created your own problem,
yeah.
And now you have to undo it. So you are just undoing the problem that you yourself created. That's not great fiscal stewardship. It is idiocy. And this is why we need to vet people better that run for office here in the state of Maryland. Now, earlier this morning, we talked about Larry Hogan was seen, Lockdown Larry was seen down in Washington once again, just, nibbling at the edges that he might run again. He didn't say it, but you just read between the lines and you know he wants it. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's in his DNA. And so Scott says, Shauna Bruce, if I wanted to self-flagellate, I would vote for Larry Hogan.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Scott, for that. But it just seems to me that the best shot right now, and I guess with all due respect to John Myrick and Chris Boucher on the Republican side, nice guys, but it doesn't seem to win this race, there's going to be millions of dollars
yep.
to pour into the state, okay? Because they don't want Westmore to be damaged in any way, shape, or form. So Democrats are going to pour tons of money in here. So you're going to have somebody who's going to attract money, okay? Who is that right now? Who is that person? That is the big question. All right. Rescue Natural Supplements, I want to tell you about them. Of course, the rollback pricing is right now 2010 rollback pricing. And, of course, when you look at it, it's 15 years ago. So what we were charging 15 years ago for some of our supplements, we're now charging at the website res-q.com. In addition to that, you can save 33% off any of your nutraceutical of your choice, your favorite Rescue Natural supplement, if you use the coupon code WELLNESS. That's WELLNESS. WSS. That's wellness. And you'll save one-third on your rescue supplement of your choice. And also, it's also, and it's in addition to the rollback pricing of 2010. You got everything there. Omega-3s, you got sleep aids, you've got weight loss aids, you've got men's and women's vitamins, you've got all sorts of stuff that are going to help you maintain your health or feel better and repair your health if it's already in a state of disrepair. And again, from your immune system, there's Vital D3, there's probiotic, there's also the Rescue Core Immune Defense. So there's over 50 different supplements there. You can save up to one-third and get the 2010 rollback pricing. Just use the coupon code wellness at checkout, res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-LIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, Registered Investment Advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
There has to be regime change. We don't have to usher it in. The Iranian people do, and we need to offer them whatever support we can offer. There's a point in our history where we have to say, enough is enough is enough. We have taken enough abuse. We've had so many terrorist attacks. We've got so much American blood. Starting in 1979, when they took our hostages, and then they blew up our Marine barracks in 1983, the people of Iran need to go free.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
822 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between now and the top of the hour. More news on the immigration front, concerns Tom Homan has about exactly where the gotaways are, thinking some of them may be Iranian. And yeah, indeed, ICE scooped up some Iranians just yesterday, and 14-year-old arrested, and by the way, wearing an ankle monitor. That and more coming up still on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Pop-Tart Johnson.
There's a report of a wreck at I-97 in the area at Route 32. I know the backup is still here in that area between there and the bridge at 178. I don't see the exact wreck. I've been looking in the area right at Route 32 and just north of that area, but it is slow. So they're reacting to it. Looks like it may be just off to the right side on the shoulder area. I think that's a state highway truck that's sitting there. So we're getting by, but it's going to be backed up. Heads up if you're coming south from Benfield Boulevard. Again, that morning construction now is underway. One lane is closed on I-83 southbound, beginning south of the state line. You're down to a single lane to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Once again, we're hot and humid. Heat advisory in effect all the way from 11 to 9 tonight. Maybe a chance for a shower or a storm this afternoon could bring us some much-needed relief, but otherwise we're near 100 with a heat index of 110. Sunday in 83 in Ellicott City, and it is 83 in Annapolis. Every Wednesday, we pause and take time out to feature one of our local sponsors in our bi-local spotlight. Yeah. If the our local sponsors are the lifeblood of WCBM radio. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we thought we would want to start featuring some of our local sponsors. And today's honoree is Melissa Segev of Audiology Associates. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
How are you, dear?
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. I got to tell you, my wife was struggling with some tinnitus last year, and we went to your York Road location. They were wonderful there. They helped her deal with what was going on, and thank goodness it passed. But really was informative and helpful. So I'm sure that's just one of many hearing issues that you see at all your locations.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we could help her. Tinnitus is such a big complaint, and it's sometimes associated with hearing loss, but sometimes other medical conditions. And so I'm so glad you mentioned that, because when you can come into our office, we do a full evaluation so we can really determine what is the reason she was having tinnitus or hearing loss, or maybe it's wax and we need to remove the wax. So we really take a good look at the patient and really try to do a full assessment of the cause.
Melissa, I know that you know my story pretty well. Mrs. Ellie and I came in for our baseline. Both of us thinking we're having difficulty hearing each other. We thought we might have hearing loss working, and we found out that no, we just apparently We have husband and wife hearing. We can't hear each other speak, but everybody else, we're fine. Does that happen often?
It does. It does. Actually, it's funny because some people will come in and say, I'm fine, but my husband can't hear. And the husband's like, I'm great. It's her. So it's always good when we can bring in a couple and kind of evaluate together so you can see the if there is a problem, too. You can really help understand, oh, maybe it is bigger than we thought and they really can't hear. And how do we kind of get through that, not only with our life, but in communication?
Well, Melissa, Bruce just mentioned something very interesting. They're talking about baseline measurement. At what point should somebody consider doing that? Because you want to start with a baseline. So if you are encountering hearing problems, you can you have a better idea what you're looking at, right?
100%. And actually, there's a lot of medical conditions with aging that can affect our hearing. So the earlier you get that baseline, the better off you are to really detect any problems further on. So I always think, you know, hearing loss with age develops around the fifth decade of life, so by our 50s. But in our 40s, what we'll start to experience is really struggling to hear in noise and in difficult environments where there is competing people speaking at the same time. And so when you start noticing, it's really a great time to get that baseline to ensure that it is just something that is we're going through and maybe there is nothing to treat at this time, but at least we can document that. And other times there really is something occurring in our 40s that should be treated. And yeah, maybe that's with hearing aids and maybe that's with a referral to a different physician for care. So we do the full evaluation. So when you come in, it's not just, you know, everyone gets hearing aids. We really do the full assessment so we can determine what is best for you. And that baseline can really help determine when we do treat.
Once we get the baseline done, Melissa, how often? Once a year, twice a year?
Once a year. Once or twice, yeah, I think once a year is a great time to come in. We get our eyes tested, we get our teeth cleaned, and let's get our hearing and throw that in the mix, too.
All right, so how many locations does Audiology Associates have?
Yeah, we have 12 locations throughout Maryland and in D.C. So we have 2 in D.C. and 10 throughout Maryland. So we really tried to make it. We're all private practice. I'm co-owner with my partner, Brianna Holton, where we still see patients clinically as well in our respected offices. So we are just so grateful that patients chose us for their hearing health care, and we just try to take care of everyone really well, like they're our grandmothers.
Absolutely. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, thanks for joining us here this morning, and thanks for being a sponsor here on WCBM.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's our pleasure. It's 828. Yeah, it's really helping.
They really know our stuff, man.
Yeah, they really do. It's incredible, the testing that they do there. By the way, the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. We have a reaction now to the Governor Moore's proposed hiring freeze from House Republicans. This is from the Minority Leader Jason Buckle. Quote, it is good to see the governor is finally facing the realities of our state budget crisis and addressing them in a serious way. Our caucus called on the governor to pull the hold on state hiring months ago, and we offered a budget amendment in March that would include a hiring freeze. The level of government employee growth under this administration is unaffordable and unsustainable. I'm glad they finally realized it. End of quote. House Minority Whip Jesse Pippi wrote, I wish Governor Moore had taken this step sooner. I worry that given the mass hiring his administration has championed, this may end up being too little, too late. We do not want to see furloughs and layoffs like we did in the O'Malley administration, but if we do not get our fiscal house in order, that is where we will end up. End of quote.
Yeah, one of the problems is they've hired a whole lot of folks. Question is, will they keep their votes once they have to lay them off?
Yeah, well, that is something that is always in the front of the mind of many elected officials,
yep.
No doubt about that. All right, still to come here on the program, up next, right after the 8:30 news, are there sleeper cells here in the state of Maryland and as well in the entire country? Are they Iranian? Are they CCP? It's a problem. And we'll hear from Tom Holman and others on that. Plus, a 14-year-old on an ankle monitor. Here we go again. Stop me if you've heard this before. Arrested and involved with carjackings and stolen property, etc., as the Department of Juvenile Services continues its downward spiral, even under new leadership. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Once again, the lead story for this morning, all morning long, is the heat, because it's in the dangerous range, folks, for those particularly who have breathing issues and or are aged. A Baltimore area, much of Maryland under a heat advisory from 11 o'clock this morning till 9:30. tonight as the heat wave continues. Today's heat and humidity remain dangerous. A heat index, it could reach 110 in some areas. A code orange air quality alert also in effect for the Baltimore and Annapolis area today. A code orange means air pollution concentrations may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those suffering from asthma, heart, or lung disease. The effects can be minimized. Don't do any strenuous exercise and do not exercise outdoors. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has announced voluntary buyouts for state employees and a hiring freeze to save $121 million for fiscal 2026. The governor sent an email to state employees yesterday outlining the plan to cut costs. The governor says the state is being tested by a historic challenge and a federal administration that continues to harm Maryland's people and the economy. Maryland has joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration and their attempts to use regulations clauses to cut critical federal funding. Anthony Brown and 20 other AGs are challenging the indiscriminate and illegal termination, their words, of funding to combat violent crime, educate students, safeguard public health, and more. Brown says the administration cannot unilaterally cut federal funding that Congress has already approved simply to serve a political agenda. And Mayor Scott has announced the relaunch of the city's Harbor Master Office to ensure safe access to Baltimore's iconic waterfront. Mayor says the Baltimore Harbor is the crown jewel of the city, and the relaunch is a crucial step in making it more accessible and vibrant for everyone. Coming up on 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3 lottery, 148. Pick 4, 9389. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some late slowing of both the tunnels southbound. I mean, we're moving traffic, but it's still slow and backed up. 95 is right around the curve, Eastern Avenue towards Moravia. 895 is still around the Urban Avenue ramp. So it still takes 15 to 20, maybe 25 minutes to come through with all those delays. The Beltway still slowing, coming down the west side. It's moving, but it's still busy from Liberty Road down through I-70 towards Route 40. The inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. A little bit slow yet on the Parkville side. The wreck at I-97 southbound at Route 32 very quickly cleared, so that backup is going to settle down from there, coming down from Benfield Boulevard. And keep in mind, the two construction areas underway now, southbound 83 after the state line and northbound 95 in Harford County, construction in the left-hand lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. We still have another day of hot conditions. Heat advisories in effect through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with triple-digit heat index values. Watch for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms and another chance for storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. After a valiant comeback that turned into a 6-5 loss last night, the Birds won't face many pitchers tougher than the one they'll face tonight as the Rangers send fireballing right-hander Jacob DeGrom to the hill at 6:35. Birds trot out Brandon Young for a spot start. DeGrom 7-2 on the year, a 2.24 ERA, 8 quality starts for DeGrom this year, 6 of his last 7. His His ERA over those seven starts is just 1.79. NBA draft tonight at 8 p.m. Barclays Center in New York. Duke's Cooper Flagg will be the number one pick by the Mavericks. Maryland's Derek Queen should be in the top 10, despite admitting eating this on a workout in Toronto last week.
I got a crab cake on an avocado.
Okay. Dude, you're from Baltimore. You should have told the server no avocado. Former Ravens receiver Deontay Johnson yesterday on the Sports and Suits podcast, admitting the obvious. Okay, here we go.
I checked out mentally when I
and that's that. Yeah.
I just felt like
it's a mental game.
I wasn't getting used, like, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say, like, used as being selfish, like just feeling a part of the
team.
Well, the Ravens have moved on to DeAndre Hopkins, of course. Former Cincinnati Red shortstop Zach Cozart backtracked on his criticism of President Donald Trump and his plan to intervene in Iran and strike the country's nuclear facilities. Cozart, a one-time All-Star for Cincinnati, wrote on social media last week that he would, quote, no longer support the president if the U.S. was dragged into a war with Iran and Israel. However, after the president announced that a ceasefire agreement had been reached, Cozart fired off a new reaction on X, saying, I'll gladly eat my words for what has transpired today. Lesson learned to trust the man. And finally, on this day in Oriole history, June 25th, 1988, Cal Ripken plays in his 1,000th consecutive game. Who knew that 1,632 would follow? The time now is 8:37. When we return, a sportscaster retracting her comments.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think ESPN must drill this into their broadcasters, like in the orientation process, you know, when they onboard them. This happened in a WNBA game the other day. I think it was on Sunday. Rebecca Lobo is the color commentator. Pam Ward, who went to the University of Maryland, is the play-by-play person. And basically what happened was Lobo and the officials disagreed on a call. So let's pick up the audio. There's a pregnant pause in here. I'll explain it.
So they disagree with you.
They do. And I disagree with them. And that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pam?
Okay, so that's Rebecca Lobo saying that's what makes America great. Then there's a pregnant pause here. Nobody's talking. 6 or 7 seconds. Goes all the way. Still nobody talking. Here we go.
I should rephrase that. Yes. But yeah, I did think
opinion are perfectly
yes, fine. That's a better way to say it. Sorry about that.
Pam Ward saying, after Rebecca Lobo says I should rephrase that, Pam Ward saying, yes, you should.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because
the phrase America great is something you're from.
You can't do it on ESPN, apparently.
It is now, apparently, it is a no-no. That's one of the reasons why Sage Steele left from ESPN, which is basically Disney-controlled. So it's, you're right. There's, I think, left-wing indoctrination going on over there. And if you don't toe the line, and you can see, she said it, and she probably, that didn't come out. Maybe, I just rephrase that.
Well, it turns out that Pam Ward kind of looked at her and, like, was suggesting that she should rephrase
it. I didn't see the video of it.
Yeah, so that's...
All right.
Unbelievable.
Well, she was at the University of Maryland?
She was a graduate, yeah. Communications graduate.
I'm going to make America completely satisfactory once again.
Right.
Right. Make America better than okay.
Better than okay.
Right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It has been a strange, strange ride to get us from where we were under Joe Biden to where we are now under Donald Trump. One of the areas that's changed a whole lot is the border. Tom Homan, the border czar. He has always had concerns. I remember talking to this guy at the Federation for American Immigration Reform annual meeting. Man, it's got to be 6, 7 years ago. And he was concerned then with the number of gotaways coming across, saying, we have no idea who these people are.
Under Joe Biden, we had over 10 million people cross that border. But my biggest concern from day one, beyond the fentanyl, beyond the sex trafficking women and children, were the 2 million known gotaways. Over 2 million people crossed that border We don't know who they are, where they came from, because they got away, because Border Patrol is so overwhelmed with the humanitarian crisis that Biden created that over 2 million people crossed the border and got away.
Yeah, what they have done, the folks along the border under Joe Biden had done, not the guys working the border, but a couple levels up, they have allowed the invasion of this country by all kinds of nefarious characters. We're not talking about a bunch of folks from El Salvador and Mexico. We're talking about folks from Iran, folks from the Middle East, folks from China, who come across and they're gotaways. They don't have anything to do with what's going on here. Holman says, we don't know where these people are.
Do we know where every one of the 2 million are? No. We don't know who they all are. We don't know why they're here, where they came from. But we do know, Border Patrol intelligence for the last 4 years, they found prayer mats south of the border. They found identification from people from Iran, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Syria, south of the border. So right. We know that some terrorists have crossed that border. We'd be a fool to think zero cross.
Yeah, and by the way, yesterday they snagged up 9 of them. 9 Iranians snagged up by ICE yesterday. They were gotaways, and they were now got. But Holman says, we're damned lucky we have the president we have.
The thing is, though, we got President Trump as a commander-in-chief who's put all resources on this. That's why President Trump, from day one, ICE operations, despite what the left media says, he has been focused on national security threats and public safety threats. And between ICE and the Bureau, we've removed thousands of national security threats because of President Trump's leadership on this.
Now, think about this, Sean. Once upon a time, there was a sane Democrat Party in this country, led by people, for example,
Harry Truman,
like Harry Truman,
yeah.
Led by people like Hale, led by
John
people
Kennedy,
like Barbara Jordan, who was a strong spokesperson for the Democrat point of view and for civil rights. And she took a very strong stand under the sane Democrat Party on immigration.
Immigration is not a right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution to everyone anywhere in the world who thinks they want to come to the United States. Immigration is a privilege. It is a privilege granted by the people of the United States to those we choose to admit. Many American workers do not have adequate job prospects. We should make their task easier to find employment, not harder.
Yeah. Now, where is that same Democrat Party? It is just gone with the wind, as
yeah.
they say.
Well, there's all sorts. I mean, you go back to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. They all, Hillary Clinton, they all were pro-immigration
yep.
enforcement at one point in time. The party has been hijacked by progressive, Marxist, socialist, and communist.
It's time for rename.
And look just what happened in New York City. We'll talk about that in just
wow,
a second.
Wow, yeah. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who did enter the country legally. Pretty sure. Chuck Witkowsk.
Yeah, he came through the birth canal.
Yeah. As opposed to across the Panama Canal.
That's when they called it the Panama Canal, right after I went through there.
Sorry for your mom.
That's what she said. I was an ooh-ah baby. He's like, ooh! Ah. sorry, Ma. God bless you. I know if she was there, she'd let me have it right in the back of the head.
That's right.
Southbound 83, single lane, only to the left. Construction is underway. They're doing some repaving work. You talk about hot work. You're working today on black asphalt. Woo, baby. So southbound 83, single lane. They're going to be there pretty much all day between the state line down through Middletown Road. And then they're working northbound on I-95, also a construction area at Route 24. Starting to settle down just a bit on the Beltway. No late problems. JFX, you're clear. You're still going to have some slowing with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Chuck.
Now, Chuck. Yes.
Have you ever worked on black asphalt?
Have I?
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I can't say I ever worked on it, no.
No. I'm just wondering how you were empathizing or channeling that, because...
Well, you can imagine, you know...
That's all I wanted you to say that you could imagine.
Don't try to paint me out in the corner. What are you trying to do?
No, because I just wanted you to say you could imagine it, because you obviously never did it. So what was the hardest job you've ever done?
right here.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
This is the hardest. I've never been beaten up, smacked every day in my life.
Yeah. Okay. Mine was carrying sheetrock for a construction site up in an office building all day long. That builds character.
My very first job, there was a warehouse, brand new warehouse system out. You remember the old Carling Brewery?
Yes.
Yeah. Back behind there, they built all these new warehouses. My buddy was a foreman in there. He said, come over and work. 16 years old, we're going to unload box cars during the summer.
Okay.
And whatever was in the boxcar, whatever it was, we unloaded it, took it into the warehouse, you know, and off we went. Mm-hmm. And we made pretty good money. And at the end of the week, you had $40. Hell, that was high cotton in 1966.
Yeah. Did you find Willie in there?
We did not.
Okay. Yeah.
Boxcar Willie?
Yeah.
I know where you're going. You want me to start whistling?
Rather you didn't. Actually.
Or are you saying I look like him?
I'm not saying that at all.
No. I know. Why don't you go back and ask me about black asphalt again?
Son of a bitch, I'm telling you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Did you ever work on black asphalt?
Of course not. I never claimed to.
Then mind your business.
I didn't say imagine working on the black asphalt today.
Well, you can imagine. I'm just saying you can imagine.
You know it's hot. You know, I think one of the worst jobs in the world would be during the summer, right now, putting that black top on flat roofs in any urban area. I mean, the guy up there, I mean, that has got to be just miserable.
Yeah, I saw guys working the other day. They had towels draped over their heads and everything. Yeah, it's got to be.
It's brutal. Tough.
Chuck, thanks. Appreciate it. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot one again today. Heat advisory in effect 11 to 9. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm could bring us some relief, but highs near 100, index at 110. Right now it is 87 in Dundalk, 84 in Arnold. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
So a guy who runs a parasailing company on the Jersey Shore rescued a woman and her dogs after their kayak tipped over in a storm. He saw it happen from the dock, sprinted to his boat to go save them. Here's the guy that made the rescue, Brennan Ballard, along with some witnesses.
I went from 10 miles an hour to about 40 in a second. We knew they were out there, but then right when they flipped, that's when I just ran to the boat. She was definitely like out of breath. Probably starting to take water to the face.
Next thing we know, we saw Brennan sprinting down the dock. And within 30 seconds, he was full throttle grabbing them. As soon as we saw Brennan, we were like, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, that is an incredible story, and once again, heroic rescue there. So what happened in New York City last night, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo concedes to the New York State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani. Mamdani took the lead in the New York City Democratic mayoral primary. Here is Cuomo conceding.
Put forth, and I'm proud of the issues that we discussed. But tonight was not our night. Tonight was Assemblyman Mamdani's night, and he put together a great campaign, and he touched young people and inspired them and moved them and got them to come out and vote.
He did. And you know what they're doing in New York now? Ranked choice.
Ranked choice voting.
Ranked choice voting. And so he got like 43.5%. Cuomo got 36.4%. So since no one got over 50%, they now eliminate the last one and they vote again. They count the votes again. They retally. And they keep doing it until somebody gets over 50%. This is how Lisa Murkowski hung on her seat in the Senate in Alaska. Yeah. This is another scheme that the progressive left has launched on us to maintain power. Ranked choice voting should not be allowed anywhere in the country. But New York, you have a socialist. And this is a guy that wants city-owned grocery stores. He ran on that. His slogan was live and afford to dream. And he was talking about all the pricing in grocery stores. And do you think...
What are you going to do with the ones that are already there?
Yeah, well...
What are you going to do with West Side Market, with the other historic markets?
Yeah.
The whole meat market area over there, which is now a series of small shops. What about those independent businessmen who run these things?
He also said he wanted to globalize intifada.
as well.
And Chicago, the paper there, the Tribune, warned New Yorkers considering this commie mayoral candidate. Just look at us, because they have one in Brandon Johnson in Chicago. Same thing could happen here. We already have the progressives are really closet socialists and communists.
Yeah, and Johnson is not nearly as much of a Molotov cocktail thrower rhetorically as this guy is. This guy is wild.
Yeah, he is. He is out there, no doubt. Does not bode well. Now, Curtis Sliwa is the Republican candidate, but again, you're in a Democrat city that probably it's. I don't even know what the ratio is, but it's probably similar to Baltimore, where it's got to be 9-1 or something with Republicans. So New Yorkers going to have to make a very difficult choice in the fall as to whether or not they want to go as a full blown socialist or they want to hang on to a once great city. Very, very interesting. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yeah, we were just talking. How does this happen in New York? Because if you look at the crowd that was gathered on Donnie's victory celebration last night, a lot of young people. A lot of very young people. I'm not saying all young people, but, you know, this is what happens when these Marxist madrasas, when the Columbias and the NYUs and so on and so forth, when they start with this left-wing indoctrination. Ivy League has gotten really, really bad. In fact, most universities, not all, but most universities are swinging from the far left these days, and they brainwash these kids, and so then they go out and they start voting, and that's how they win elections.
So think about this. You're going to have city-run grocery stores. That's one of those proposals. So you're going to take people, there are a lot of markets in downtown New York City. They compete. They pay taxes. So they're being told, you pay the taxes so that we can build a store to compete with you and undercut your prices.
And eventually run you out of business.
I mean, this makes no sense.
Well, but it also reminds me of the horror stories of when my parents went on a trip to Poland and saw the
empty shelves.
Empty shelves. You had to stand in line for bread and flowers and the mail a letter, etc. That's what is awaiting the New York people if they continue with this madness.
8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, talk about madness. But, of course, his has been kind of institutionalized, or rather than say that he has been institutionalized. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It's Straight Jacket Wednesday. Put your hands behind your back. I can't.
Oh my! You just got a compliment from a man. Michael wrote in, and this is true. The text.
Yeah.
I'll forward it to you. Chuck is a lot more handsome than I imagined.
Yeah. That's what's called damning with faint praise, by the way, Chuck. Because he thought you looked like Quasimodo.
Let's just say that the bar was very low at that particular point.
It's when Chuck went into the mic and said, Multal metal.
Reverend. Southbound 895.
It's a tale as old as time.
Check the rings. Yeah, how many rings does he have?
He's a face with a stop o'clock.
Thank you. My mother loved me, though.
southbound 895, there's a car stopped under the Eastern Avenue Bridge. He's a little bit into the right lane, so I'm not sure if that's a wreck. Here comes a guy walking, looking at it. So it looks like there may be a wreck here on 895. So stay to the left-hand lane if you can, if you're coming south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. A little slow yet on the approach to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. New wreck in the city, Northern Parkway at Lock Raven up on the northeast side. Construction, two areas, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Southbound 83 is one lane right now as you're coming down south of the state line, at least down towards the area at Middletown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, a humid start. Heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. Highs will be near 100 to the heat index of 110. Chance of showers or storms later this afternoon. Right now, 86 and sunny in Middle River. It's 84 in Bel Air. It's 8:55, and once again, we still do not have any suspects. No arrests have been made in the double quadruple shooting, leaving eight injured, including two juveniles. This is what, the week three now that we've had a new Department of Juvenile Services secretary. Mm-hmm. Not a peep, not an interview, not any testimony anywhere, no direction given, no anything. And we have a 14-year-old on GPS on monitoring. Due to prior offenses, has now been charged in connection with three separate crimes. BPD says that on June 22nd, officers arrested the juvenile in the Northeast District. The suspect was involved in a stolen vehicle incident at 12:20 in the morning and linked to a carjacking around 6:45 later that morning on Paring Parkway, and then implicated in a commercial armed robbery involving a grocery delivery driver on Woodbourne Avenue. That's three crimes in one morning while on a GPS ankle monitor. Here's Sergeant, retired Sergeant Betsy Smith. I didn't load him. Okay, thank you. My bad. So that's my head. We'll just talk about it. Don't worry about it. So I forgot to get in there and load the audio of this. But anyway,
what she's saying, conversation here off microphones.
Exactly. What she was saying is, this is a joke. This whole system is a joke. It makes both the juvenile system look like a joke. Baltimore looks like a joke, and the Maryland State Department of Juvenile Services a joke as well. Because you would think, if you're going to get serious about this, why even have an ankle monitoring system if you're not A, monitoring it, and B, once somebody breaks the boundary or whatever, that you don't immediately call the police?
Well, of course, if he's on GPS, that means they can track his exact location when he committed the crime. So other than that, I can't see any value at all. And I would say, oh, yeah, he was there. He's the one who did it. He was there standing right there for a minute and 45 seconds, and the GPS has him moving here. Look, there's no reason for it. Unless there's going to be some kind of consequence that one would suffer from violating the GPS restrictions, it's just basically, it's a placebo.
Here's the $64,000 question on this one. On Monday, detectives arrested the suspect without incident. He was then taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. Where he's facing charges. So what happens now?
Nothing.
Okay. We were told that if you commit a violent crime, you'd be detained. Well, carjacking to me is a violent crime.
Yeah.
Apparently not in the state of Maryland. Not in the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services does not consider carjacking a violent crime. What about armed robbery? Would that be a violent crime? I would consider that a violent crime. We'll see if he is detained this time or whether he's let back out again on a ankle monitor.
So you walk up to somebody's car. They're getting into their Nissan Altima. And it's before they do, you come up with a gun, you stick it in the forehead, and you say, I want your car. They say, here's my car. And you say, you've just been hijacked. That's not violent?
In the state of Maryland. Okay, AES Builder Home Improvements, Tim Munson. He has got an incredible company. He's been around over 30 years. Quality craftsmanship, filled with integrity. They have a concierge service that helps you complete your home remodeling project. If you're in the market to remodel your kitchen or your bath, or you want an addition to your home, doesn't matter. If you're putting on a new roof, or it's time to maybe you want to break down a wall and open up an area, no matter what the project, Tim Munson and AES Home Builders will get it done for you. And they do it with the slogan, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. They back that up 100%. Right now, first 25 callers to Tim are going to get $2,500 off the home improvement project of your choice. 1-800-787-SAVE is the number. 1-800-787-SAVE. Call AES Home Builder and Home Improvements, I should say. All right, see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.